Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels. More preseason recognition for some of Ohio State's player, receiver Jeremiah Smith, lineman Luke Montgomery, and Austin Saraville today on the preseason All-America team released by On3, while wide receiver Brandon Innes is on the watch list for the Paul Horning Award given to the nation's most versatile player. NFL injuries coming out of training camps. Detroit Lions say center Cade Mays will miss a significant amount of time with a wrist injury. Washington Commanders left tackle Laremy Tunstall expected to also miss a significant amount of time due to surgery needed to repair a triceps injury, and the Chicago Bears have said receiver Luther Burden will miss the entire preseason after suffering a groin injury. Off days for both Cleveland and Cincinnati. Guardians at Detroit tomorrow. Cleveland goes into play four back in the AL Central and a game and a half out on the wild card. Cincinnati will be in Chicago to face the White Sox. This update brought to you by the Waterworks and the Header Plumbing, Drain, and Heating Cooling. Tethered to serve you better.
You're about to enter a land of audio delight so awesome that you'll drop all important obligations to get your daily fix. Even Marconi, inventor of the radio, couldn't have imagined the pleasures that are about to invade your ear holes.
Oh, yes.
Try as you might, there's no escape. Let's begin.
Paul, good afternoon.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Doing good, Mike.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
With special guests, Nicole Sheeran.
Yeah, dog.
Jen Winters.
I will kick you in the junk.
Jeff Rimmer.
I will be around to haunt you forever.
And Chris Collinsworth.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Broadcasting live from the corner of Cracky and Sacky.
Excuse me.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Happy Monday. Welcome in. Hello, good, clean boy.
Hello, Common Man.
My socks are still wet.
Are they? Well, I told you, you have to have non-mesh shoes for the rainy days, Mike.
I always wear, like, these on clouds that are essentially like wearing socks. It's like netting.
It's a nice shoe, but you've got to stop with the one shoe for every single day of life. You need some variety.
No, I don't.
Shoes have different functions. When I play golfy, I have a regular pair of shoes for when it's dry as a bone. I also need to have a waterproof shoe for those dew sweeping rounds and when it's rainy.
Usually, I don't have a problem because I'm not spending a lot of time outside. But just the walk from the car wasn't a walk. It was a run from the car to our front door here at the radio station, maybe 25 feet. I was soaked to the bone.
It doesn't matter.
Soaked to the bone.
It was pouring. You sat in your car for 20 minutes, too, and it didn't let up.
It wasn't going to break. I got to come in here and start my day. Got to get the show started.
Can't sit there in the car forever.
Teddy. No, absolutely.
My
feet are still wet.
I understand, and there's no worse feeling than wet socks. I mean, you could be soaked to the core, but if you have dry feet, you could be all right.
Well, I don't. Everything else is dried out. Underwear dried out, pants dried out, socks wet, shoes wet because of wet socks. I contend.
You contend.
We got a lot of stupid stuff here at this radio/television station that nobody uses. We have a dumbwaiter. Who uses it? No one. We have a shower facility. Who uses it? No one.
Still haven't seen it. Have you laid eyes on it?
I have not laid eyes on it, but it's real. I know it's real. And you know, maybe we'll go on a scavenger hunt. But I think we should also have a clothes dryer. Just here and ready.
Why not a full laundromat in the building?
Well, let's not get carried away, Timmy. Just a dryer we can put upstairs in a little storage area.
I think we should also
put your shoes and socks in there.
I think we should also have an in-house barber. Anyone that needs to get touched up? Well, look, we have a TV station in the building. What if you need a neck trim at the very least?
You know, back in the day,
get the hairline trimmed up.
In the glory days of local TV, I mean, every news station, every television station had their makeup artist.
Sure. Yes.
There was one or two people that was their entire job, put on the makeup.
Hair and makeup.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Now? Not.
What about the shower, though? Do you think that's a, like, nice, like, subway tile, or is that like a cheap liner that you get at Home Depot for like $150?
Have you seen it, Teddy?
It's probably,
how you
it's
doing,
probably
Ted?
Yellowing.
Doing
and
good,
everything.
Mike. How you doing, Tress?
Doing good, Mike.
Have you seen the shower?
No, I think I've seen like maybe pictures of it somewhere.
Does it have a tile?
I thought it had some like tile, but it wasn't anything like, you know, nice or
no,
anything.
No, I didn't expect it to be nice, looking, but yeah. Is there grout involved?
I thought so.
Well, then there's got to be some significant bacteria.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it's real tile.
Need some CLR.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I bet if anything, it's like that cheap paneling, you know?
Yeah.
Like looks like tile, but it's just like the peel on, maybe even like you have like with the linoleum flooring.
Definitely.
It's probably like that, but for the shower walls. You can't trust that. That moisture is going to seep into those cracks, Mike. You'll have black mold. You'll have rot.
That's the least of our problems here.
By the way.
Rot. We got asbestos.
Yeah,
rot.
Yeah, I know we do.
I yearn for rot.
By the way, why didn't you take me up on my offer? I had you covered on the wet socks.
No.
You got to be on top of this. I got a spare pair of shoes. Not that you're the same size, but I also have sort of like a go bag. Like Ryan Baker has emergency pants. I've got shorts, boxers, socks, t-shirt, ready to go. All clean, all dry.
Have this in the car or
yeah.
at your desk?
I have it in the back hatch. I got the sticks. I got the gym bag. I got some other trinkets.
Is this in case of weather or in case
whatever. Of... Crapperoni?
Timmy go crappy.
What? Happened once before, 15 years ago, so you never know.
That's right. Probably once you crap your pants, you're always prepared for the next one. It may never
ready.
Happen,
yeah.
but you're ready. No, I'm not going to wear your socks. I don't care if you say they're clean or not. I'm just not going to do it.
They're clean.
I don't care.
What's
Teddy, would
deal?
You do it? Teddy wouldn't do it.
I don't think so. Unless
no.
if they were really wet, maybe, but I don't think so.
That's a stigma because I can try to jump into your brain right now and think how you think.
Let me tell you something.
And
jump into my brain,
no,
2 seconds,
you'll
be begging for mercy.
Let me
out.
I got to tell you, me these days, not that far off, but I know like you won't have a snack if somebody's already eating out of a bag. That I completely understand. Germs, someone's hand is in there, might have touched the other chips or the other pieces of candy. You don't want anything to do with that. I can see that because it's a sock. It's been on another man's foot. It is kind of gross, but I'm telling you, these are clean. They're fresh socks. And I don't hang on to my socks after so long. Like, I don't have any pairs that have holes in them. I pitch them.
I
throw them away and I get new socks all the time.
What your definition of clean is.
What
I don't know what that means.
What do you
means. Think? Did you wash them with fire? Then they're not clean enough.
What are you talking
did
about?
Did you use bleach?
You want them to be burnt to a singe so there's no sock anymore?
I don't know what type of fungus problem you got down there.
There's no fungus.
Well, that's what you say.
I told you.
Maybe you got Taylor Farms growing in between your toes.
Sometimes I come home from work and before even shower time, this is why I completely disagreed with Dan Orlovsky. I will take a nice little soapy warm foot bath to freshen up the Tootsies so I can get the next 4 or 5 hours before bedtime taken care of. Keep it in your shoes and socks all day at work. It's
Teddy,
a comfortable thing to get home and wash your feet.
You take a nice little foot bath when you
no.
get home?
No, maybe I should.
Well,
but no.
you guys have stinky feet and I don't.
I have stinky feet.
I have fresh feet all the way to 10 o'clock at night. You guys don't.
Now, is there a special like basin? Like where do you get the...
No, I just
Isn't
I use the
apparatus.
Tub. I use
okay.
the upstairs tub.
I didn't know if there was a special thing that you bought specifically for the foot bath.
You know what? It might be nice. Of course, you can get on Amazon. There's 100 different options for like little foot bath things, bubbling things.
You do soap?
Of course.
Yeah,
I do a little shower gel. I even do a little shampoo, conditioner
loofah?
If I can. I just do it all. I do a little bit of loofah. I have a separate loofah for the no spots. That goes for the cracky and the feet and the pits and all that. And then another loofah for the, you know, the regular spots.
Mm-hmm. Well, aren't you something? Hey, speaking of scary things, Jeff Rimmer's book is available for pre-sale.
Did you get it already?
Not. Well, he's going to send me a copy. I'm in the damn book. I have to buy one now?
It's coming this week.
I think you do.
I talked to him today.
You did?
Yeah. He was asking for the address here at the radio station. So
you couldn't look it up on the internet, huh?
I provided that to him and also made sure he spelled everybody's names correctly, you know?
Couldn't look those up either, huh? Does he know how to spell Hall?
No, he didn't know what your last name was.
Well,
actually.
Some people misspell Rimmer quite often. So if you go to Amazon and you search Jeff Rimmer, one M, not two. I know it sounds like there's two M's in the last name. There's not. R-I-M-E-R. Jeff Rimmer, you will find it on there. And I encourage you all to pre-order the book. Rimmer's very proud of this. Okay? I'm in it. I don't know what capacity. I don't know what stories he told about me, if he even told a story, or if it was just mentioned in passing that I'm alive.
That's the most intriguing part of this, is there actually like a page-long story that incorporates you? And that's not very much. Like to have one page
I'll
in a
story.
What's going to be probably like, a 250 page? How many pages do you think the book's going to be?
I don't.
250? Tops?
Whatever it was three times as long. He had an editor that helped him whittle things
parse
down.
It down? Yeah. Well, you have to, but you have to buy the book. I don't care if we're getting free copies.
Why do I have to buy them?
Support. Yeah.
You can't support this man. He comes on my show. He's a bumbling moron at this point in his life. We still let him on.
He wrote his own book. I didn't just wait for you to give me free copies of Kristen's book.
You weren't in the book. It's different.
It doesn't matter. I went out there. I was supporting. I bought the book. I didn't want him for free. I want to add to the sales.
So you're telling me.
It's a $20 book.
Even though
he's
sending me a book, I'm in the book, I still am forced to go and order the book.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't care for that one bit.
Give it to somebody. Give it to your dad or your father-in-law.
Give it to somebody. Who the hell's going to want it?
Could be kindling. Winter's coming.
The homeless will burn it for warmth.
At least he is not a book burner. You Nazi cow.
A big recruiting weekend for Ryan Day. Details coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
There is an accident westbound 670 that is on the off-ramp to 3rd Street. Right shoulder blocked on that ramp. Use caution as you exit. And up in Delaware, State Route 229 closed off due to debris between US 23 and Horseshoe Road. This report is sponsored by Murphy Tractor. With John Deere construction equipment rattles from Murphy Tractor, nothing stands between you and a job well done. Need smart grade Topcon Trimble or attachments? Their rental fleet is always work ready. Learn more at Murphy Tractor. Tractor.com. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Traffic.
Best way to make sure you don't miss any of your favorite fan shows?
Oh no.
Download the Fan app, silly.
God damn it, I knew that.
App Store, Google Play, or just scream right at your phone. Psst, you can also listen to Buckeye Games. Do it now. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We'll see a chance of some scattered showers pushing across the area this morning. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies. Later on today, some showers and thunderstorms redevelop, and some of those could be strong to severe with gusty winds and locally heavy rain. Otherwise, it's a humid day with mixed clouds and sun, highs in the upper 80s. For tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms are likely. Those, too, could be strong to severe. We'll see humid conditions with highs again in the mid-80s. For The Fan, I'm 10 Weather Impact meteorologist Justin Gertz.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
We interrupt Office Ping Pong to bring you an immature radio show.
Oh, yeah.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
We're going to talk about a big recruiting weekend for the Buckeyes here in a minute. Just a big weekend altogether. Shows were outstanding out at camp. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. First of all, I want to tell you about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. You know that they're in the low testosterone treatment game. You and I, Mike, have both felt that. We felt the zest and the vigor of low testosterone treatment and the pizzazz that can bring to your life. It's been good.
Pizzazz!
Yeah! They treat ED. They're experts in that field. But now, they're also throwing their weight around at helping all you good, clean boys out there, lose weight. Because at Tri-State Men's Health, they know that there's a lot of weight loss programs out there that are promising quick and cheap results. They don't want to do that. That's why they're offering telehealth for all of your medical weight loss programs. It's led by a licensed provider who actually will get to know you, your health history, your goals, maybe all your deepest and darkest fears already. That might be another topic. And whether the treatment is appropriate for you. Plus, they've got medical solutions that can potentially take you even further toward your body composition goals. And the good news is right now, there is no cost for your initial consultation. So don't settle with your health. Just go to tristatemenshealth.com or call 800-900-9654 today. Start shedding some pounds. It could be great for you.
Teddy, you ever partake with a little Rack's roast beef back in the day?
Absolutely.
I was just reading a piece on the takeout.com about racks and, you know, how they were once competition with Arby's, both serving delicious roast beef sandwiches, and now they're down to 6 locations. That is all.
I thought they were getting pretty slim down.
Nationwide?
Yeah, nationwide. 6 locations.
There were like 3 in the central Ohio like sort of area, but I don't know.
Still one in Circleville or Lancaster?
There's like
there's one in both.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we are the epicenter of Rack's roast beef. They also, didn't they have a salad bar? Am I making that up?
I think they did.
Like a Wendy's style super bar type
Pizza Hut style thing too?
Yeah.
So I'm looking at if this AI thing is right. You just said 6. So Circleville, Lancaster.
Does Chillicothe have one?
No. Oh. Circleville and Lancaster.
That's it. Okay.
New Carlisle. Where exactly is New Carlisle? Why is that so familiar?
Over by Old Carlisle.
Stop it.
Antique there's Carlisle.
There's a lake in Indiana by that name that I was just at last year, so that's not the same thing. It's out near like South Bend, but that's different.
Anyway,
Joliet, Illinois.
A larger list about once popular restaurant chains that barely exist. I'd like to go down the list because there are some of these that I miss after we do some big recruiting.
After a little recruiting.
Because the best quarterback in the 2028 recruiting class will play at Ohio State, at least in theory.
Yeah.
Christopher Vargas, the number one ranked quarterback on the 24/7 Sports composite rankings for the 28 recruiting class, announced his commitment on Saturday. He is the number 6 overall prospect in the class. Pocket passer, 6'5", 205. He is the first ever composite 5-star quarterback from the state of Massachusetts.
I was going to say that. I thought when we were doing our research about this guy a month or two ago, we came across that, you know, he could be one of the top football players ever to come out of his state. So you talk about pressure and being the first 5-star quarterback. He is so tall and lanky. You see that video of him like moving around in the pocket, doing his drills, zipping the football out. You gotta like his release though. Gotta like his arm angle and his release and how the ball zips.
The Buckeyes first offered him in November of 24. He was still a freshman and everybody offered him. Alabama, Florida, Georgia, LSU, Michigan, Oregon, Penn State, name it. Everybody did.
You got your roadmap now, don't you? Everyone always wants to look at that quarterback roadmap and sort of shoot out a few years. Like you've got Tavian St. Clair that's already been in the system. You know, he's going to win that primary backup job behind Julian Sain. We don't even know for sure. I'm like 98% sure that Julian Sain will be done after this year, but with NIL right now, and if he considers himself to be, you know, top 3 overall in the NFL draft, and it's not quite looking like that after the season, maybe he stays another year, and maybe that does something for Tavian St. Clair as well. But if all goes to plan, Julian's gone, Tavian St. Clair is there for 27, and then possibly 28, and then that would be Chris Vargas's freshman year. So then he gets a year to learn, and then he's there and ready to go by that next season if he's everything that we expect him to be. There's other guys, too. I mean, who's the guy that we were just talking about that was taking a look at UCLA?
UCLA, I forget his name.
He was teetering between a 5-star, and then he got knocked down a little bit. Then he came back up as well.
I forget his name. But anyway, he recently...
He exists.
He's a real reaffirmed guy. His commitment to here.
Right.
Again, at least for now, you have to say it like that, don't you?
Yeah, you do.
These guys haven't signed anything.
Things can change on a dime.
Absolutely.
This is a 2028 kid right here.
Yeah. It's same class, by the way, as Jet Harrison.
Mm-hmm. And you got to be excited about Jet. You'd think that you think you're a little bit more comfortable with a guy like Jet because of the family legacy.
By the way, this guy, Christopher Vargas, says that one of his influences was C.J. Stroud. So if you're looking at what type of quarterback he is, he said C.J. Stroud and Jordan Love are two guys that he said.
Brady Edmonds, the other
guy. That's the UCLA guy?
Yeah, Brady Edmonds.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Now we can live, Timmy. We got Brady Edmonds' name.
Thank God.
We get back to this list now?
What were they going to do to us if we didn't come up with that name?
Rax is on here. Rax Roast Beef. Only 6 locations left. Most of them within driving distance of here. So that's good.
Okay, so tell them again what we're doing. We're looking at restaurants that there's still a few of them.
This is from,
but they are on the outs.
TheTakeout.com. The headline is Once Popular Restaurant Chains That Now Barely Exist.
Got it. Okay.
So Rax is there. By the way, at its peak, I said they had 6 restaurants left, Rax. At its peak, they had 504.
Did they really?
504 restaurants in 38
wow.
states. And it was originally from Springfield.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
Ohio franchise.
That's where they started out.
Oh, what about Damon's? A place for ribs. I don't know if they'll be on that list, but I got to imagine Damon's had...
I don't know if they're on the list or not, but they should be on the list.
Quite a few spots. Another Columbus spot, right?
Baker's Square. Did you have Baker's Square?
I don't know, Baker's Square.
I had a Baker's Square right by my house when I was a kid. It was like a Bob Evans-y type of place, but they specialized in pie.
Okay.
So they had good pie.
So if that's how you're describing it, then that would also be a little bit like Perkins, right?
Yes.
Perkins very, I mean, we had a Perkins in Lawrence, Kansas, and that was one of 2 places that was open 24/7. We'd either have to go there or we'd have to go to the IHOP. If it was like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning and the other spots had shut down.
Arthur Treacher's Fish and Chips.
Yeah.
Which I think has dwindled down to pretty much nothing. At their peak, they had 826 restaurants.
Was there supposed to be a switcheroo?
Yes.
Of the Marinos that is on third? Is it on 3rd or 5th there in Grandview? One of those two.
5th?
I think it is 5th. That was supposed to become a Treacher's, right?
Yeah, but then
it fell through.
The owner said, no, just kidding.
JK.
We're not retiring, but I just saw that they just sold it now. They just retired.
They did.
Like in the last couple days.
But is it staying Sean Marino's?
It's staying Dan Marino's.
Okay.
I like how that's where you go. No Sean Marino.
I think that's the proper spelling.
No, I think it's Marino, like
M-A-R-I-N-O.
Dan, yeah, isn't it like Dan Marino?
You know what? I'm not going to die on that.
Boston Market is on this list.
Boston Market. Kellen Winslow wants it back.
Mm-hmm. Cosi. Did you like a Cosi sandwich?
I don't know.
They had the flatbread sandwiches.
Very delicious. Cosi.
Like Cosi, but it's Cosi. They had the flatbread sandwiches. They were like, they had, you know, they'd make it right in front of you, sort of like Chipotle style.
Okay.
It was very good.
Name me a sandwich place that doesn't make it right in front of you. For like a fast, you know what I mean? Like a fast cash sandwich type of place.
I guess.
I wasn't saying that to be rude.
It came off a little rude.
No, it didn't.
Came off, Teddy?
Come on, guys.
Come off a little rude?
I was trying to be nice right there.
A little bit, yeah.
What are you talking about?
I just had a little toot to it.
Did you hear my tone?
I heard
it. It went up. I said, well, name me a place that doesn't make the sandwiches right in front of you.
Come on, man. Name it. Come on. Name one. What you got? Jersey Mike's?
No.
Not only do they make it in front of you, they actually slice the meat right in front of you.
Here's one that I've never heard of before. Ground Round.
Never heard
Grill
of that either.
Bar. You heard of that, Teddy?
Yeah, Ground Round. Yeah.
It said they had locations here.
Yes. Way back when, yeah. Like 80s, maybe.
Ground Round.
Grill and Bar. They had a mascot, Bingo the Clown.
I don't remember.
They offered free popcorn and peanuts to diners. And cartoons unspooled on giant screens. The restaurant offered plated burgers, sandwiches, other American-style pub fare. Ground Round.
Is Max and Irma's still alive in any type of iteration?
They're barely breathing.
Lancaster has
Funky Chic.
So that's another example, right?
Lone Star Steakhouse is on this list.
Lone Star?
Yeah.
There's not hundreds of Lone Stars anymore?
No.
I'm seeing for Max and Irma's only 5. 5 locations. That's it. What about, you did sandwiches, Blimpy. Remember the Blimpy craze?
Blimpy. I think Blimpy still exists.
I think they exist too. They were, aren't they one of the first guys to do deals with gas stations or truck stops? And then before you knew it, Subway was,
I'll take your word for
in
it,
the same space.
Also, Bennigan's on this list. Did you have Bennigan's? I don't think Bennigan's was here in Central Ohio, but they were big in Chicagoland.
Heard of Bennigan's, don't think I've ever been to, but
sort of,
I think
like a,
if you've been to a Ruby Tuesdays, you've
Old
been to
Charlie's
a Bennigan's.
Type of Irish-y flair.
Okay, then not really like a Ruby Tuesdays. That's more like a kind of like a Chili's, right? The Tuesdays.
Yeah.
Kind of fair.
They're all the same.
Applebee's. Yeah, that type of thing.
Actually, I think Bennigan's was the model for Shenanigans, the fictional restaurant in...
In Waiting?
Waiting.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, then that is just like every single...
They had a Monte Cristo sandwich.
The Monte
Cristo. Just a deep-fried sandwich. Delicious.
Deep-fried what?
It was like a turkey something, whatever it was.
Mm.
And then they battered it like French toast and then deep-fried the whole thing.
The whole entire sandwich.
And then you could put jelly on it as well.
Yeah, you can put jelly on it.
Powdered sugar.
Yes. Yeah.
My wife loves them, yeah, if you can ever find one.
She'll order the Monte Cristo every single time?
Yes, if you have a place, yeah, that
good
serves that. She
good
loves
crisp
it.
To it then?
Yeah.
Well, crispy bites absolutely. in every bite?
Soak up all that good stuff on the inside, but the outside's crispy?
They could just throw the napkin dispenser into the deep fryer, too, and that would taste pretty good. A place like that.
I was reading a thing today about the worst pizza in America. This is unintentional, by the way. Two food segments back to back, but I apologize for none of it.
This is not even Foodgasm yet.
Nope.
Which is at 4:46.
That's coming up later at 4:46.
Yeah. It's a good hour break, though, in between.
Pizza conversation up next. Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
The right lane blocked off within the construction zone on eastbound I-70. That's after State Route 142 stalled vehicle blocking off that lane. And remember, up in Delaware, State Route 229 blocked off due to debris in the roadway between US 23 and Horseshoe Road. This report is sponsored by Fresh Time Market. Put on SPF 100 because Fresh Time Market has some hot summer savings. Grab deli-style thick sliced bulk bacon for only $3.99 a pound. Buy a dozen Fresh Time organic pasture-raised large eggs and get one free. Find these and more at Fresh Time today. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Track.
Ben and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Their favorite basketball players are Leaky Black and Grady Dick.
That is childish nonsense.
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Please subscribe to the podcast of this stupid show. It's available wherever you get your audio. Just search Common Man and Timmy. Click! Subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care, Heating, and Cooling. You know, Timmy,
Mike,
I'm not an expert on many things in life. All right, there's a few things I think I do better than others.
That first part, though, you were really, really spot on about.
What?
But continue.
I'm not an expert on many things in life.
Yeah, that's right.
But when it comes to, let's say, pizza, I think I'm pretty good.
I think you're pretty good at that. I think you got passable grade.
My wife would say when it comes to finding the G-spot.
The parking spot at the airport. It's tough to really find that ramp.
I'm passable in that area.
Mm-hmm.
But I have never heard of this style of pizza. I actually saw this on 614now.com. Many publications have declared this the worst pizza in America. It is from Altoona, Pennsylvania. So if you want to drive, and by the way, that's underrated. Take it a nice Saturday or Sunday. You have nothing to do. Get in the car. Drive for some food.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's food that you've had before. Maybe it's stuff that is bizarre. Whatever. Food's an activity. Drive for the food.
Yeah, we just talked about this. I did not make the trek to Huntington, West Virginia yet to do the cookout. I think I'd like to see a basketball game around that. But
either Altoona, Pennsylvania, about 4.5 hours from Columbus, there is a place called 29th Street Pizza Sub and More. And they are the proud purveyor of Altoona-style pizza. Now, I'm going to tell you what Altoona-style pizza is. Ready? The story is, it originated from the Altoona Hotel in the 1950s, which is now out of business. It is a thick piece of Sicilian dough. All right.
Okay, starting off good.
Good.
Yep.
Tomato sauce.
That's good.
No word on, you know, how much sugar is used, if any, in that tomato sauce.
Right.
I have no idea. Because not all are created equal.
Of course not.
Salami. Does not say pepperoni. It says salami.
Peppercorn salami.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
I got no problem with that.
Me neither.
Green pepper?
I like green pepper on pizza.
So far, I got no problem with that. And it is topped with a thick slice of melted American cheese.
Bright yellow American cheese. If you look at a picture of this,
I'm looking at the picture.
It just does not look appealing at all.
This looks like something you would make at 2 o'clock in the morning if you were drunk and high.
Yeah, it looks like hobo pizza for sure.
Now,
and that's being rude to hobos.
With that being said, I'd eat it.
I would try anything.
I would proudly eat it. I don't know if I'd go back for more, but I'm quite sure that I'd be able to finish an entire slice.
Well,
come on, I'd like all these things. How bad can it possibly be?
If you consider yourself to be a pizza connoisseur, then there should be a part of this that excites you to be reading or hearing about.
It does excite me. Quite frankly, this is
about
like
a style you never heard
about. Discovering a new monkey in the jungle.
And it's in Pennsylvania. It's in a neighboring state. Because I've heard you, I mean, you've discussed possibly doing a book at some point when radio days are done, where you travel all over the place and then try these in person at maybe the most talked about place that does that style.
Well, there are so many different styles that people don't talk about.
Colorado, no one talks about those. You've got this new Altoona stuff, which isn't new, but we're just talking. I haven't heard of this before today.
There's regional stuff, too, like this, like Old Forge, Pennsylvania has their own style of pizza, which is a combination of like a Detroit and like a stuffed pizza almost.
Old Forge? You mean like Valley Forge? Like over by Philly?
Yeah, Old Forge.
Like the old historical town? Okay.
Yeah, they got their style of pizza that they do. As a matter of fact, I think they call themselves the pizza capital of the world because per capita, they may have more pizzerias than anywhere else.
Really?
Maybe I just pulled that on my ass. I have no idea.
No. It says, yeah. Just quick search. Pizza capital of the world.
With that being, well, they can say anything. With that being said, I would eat this. I would try this. And that's why I contend.
You contend.
That.
That's your second this hour.
I know.
You can watch your
and,
quota,
and you know
buddy.
What? I contend that contend. I like that.
Yeah, that's pretty fantastic.
That's why pizza is the all-American food. That's why the New York slobs that I can't stand, where they want to say the New York slice is real pizza. We don't do real pizza in this country. We took the idea of pizza and it morphed off into all these little different pockets of American society. And that is America in a nutshell. Mm-hmm. Because let me tell you something. If you think New York style pizza, while delicious, is true authentic pizza, an Italian person would disagree with you. They'd take one look at that floppy piece of crap, and they'd say, what the hell is this?
Teddy, did you look at a piece of this pizza? Did you Google this up while we were talking about it?
Yeah, I've seen it.
What do you think?
Would you eat it?
Are you trying?
I would try it, but yes, it looks disgusting. It was just with that yellow, bright yellow cheese on it. I'm just like, that turns me off.
But you would try it, though.
Absolutely.
Right, that's one of my pet peeves is people who won't try something. I was telling somebody not too long ago about the Ohio Valley style with the cold cheese on top.
Yeah,
I get that. DeCarlo's style.
I know. I've loved DeCarlo's. Like ever since I found that place out, I was upset when they closed the location out there in Hilliard. Even though there's a really good bagel joint there called Bears, which people should try if they haven't. But that DeCarlo's thing is it's tasty. Like really, give it a shot and then ask for the extra cheese and not just the way that they do it, but the fact that they use pure provolone. That, to me, is cool. How it's a different, it's not mozzarella cheese. It's straight up provolone. And if you get a really good cook on that, while you're taking it home with you, that cheese and the pepperoni, which I usually would get, it melds a little bit on top of the pie as you're taking it home. And the crust is really airy and crispy, but it's got some thickness to it.
We have our own style of pizza here. Actually, it's gotten some play in the last year or so in some national publications. It's a play on tavern-style pizza, but it's Columbus style, right? Just like you have Milwaukee does a tavern-style pizza, it is slightly different than the tavern-style pizza you will find in Chicago here. You go to St. Louis. They have St. Louis-style pizza with a cheese called Provel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is a processed cheese that
it's got like a I mean, by the name, it's got some provolone in it.
Yeah, what is it supposed to be like? Provolone and...
Is it a provolone like a Mott's mix?
Swiss mix or something?
That's good. See, that's good. I use Swiss cheese in my mac and cheese, and it bitters it out a little bit.
They also, the St. Louis-style pizza, the thing that I don't really care for about it is it's super thin, almost tortilla thin, however, not crispy at all. Very floppy. What's the big place there in St. Louis that serves it? Elmo's? Or
Emo's.
Emo's?
IMO? Emo's Pizza?
Yeah.
When I had it, it's been a long time since I had it. I loved it.
You loved it?
I thought it was tasty.
I thought it was fine. I really have it again.
I really, really liked it. But
What's Provel?
Provel's got cheddar Swiss and provolone.
Cheddar Swiss
pasteurized
and provolone.
Processed, okay. Though. And it's got a distinct smoky kind of flavor.
And
to
if you
it.
Grew up eating that, you think it's the best thing in the world. People from Youngstown think the pizza's the best thing in the world. People from Buffalo is very similar to Youngstown, but they put like 19 pounds of sugar in the sauce. They think that's the best thing in the world.
Did you do a pizza this weekend?
Yes, did a George's Pizza on Friday night.
I did a Friday night as well.
Where'd you get?
Emilio's.
Ooh, good choice.
They've been moving in on the family business with Flyers. It's been kind of split now.
You've been...
Still Flyers.
Mr. Flyers for a long time.
Still Flyers very much, but you just like the personal preference, just how crispy and thin that Emilio's is.
It's a different style of pie than Flyers.
Man, and they cook it. It's so well done. It was funny. We sat down there. As we sit in the little booth in the inside, like the grungy bar section, and then yeah. They have like a little patio out there too. And the woman who we've come to know her the last like month or two, she just knew the order. We got to the point where she was like, three cherry cokes with glasses, three waters, pepperoni, the super salad or whatever they have there that has the crispy pepperonis in it.
Look at you,
it's just right
just
there,
the all American family.
Hey,
some cherry cokes for the wife and Nessa. Yeah, look at you.
I suck him back like Coca-Cola.
One of Timmy's worst fears has come true. He'll tell you about it next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
The right lane still blocked off on eastbound I-70 after State Route 142. That's from a disabled vehicle in the construction zone, adding a few extra delays in through there. And State Route 229 closed off due to debris in the roadway between US 23 and Horseshoe Road. Use an alternate route. This report is sponsored by AAA Tire and Auto Service. Prepare for the cooler weather ahead at your local AAA Tire and Auto Service. Their fall maintenance package includes an oil change, tire rotation, windshield wiper replacement, and more for just $119.99. Offer valid through August 31st. See store for details. I'm Eddie Zellick for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
In the old days when people lived to be 40, you only had one option for listening to your favorite show. But now, ooh, baby, radio, podcast, The Fan app, and YouTube, ooh, just to name a few, live or on demand. You have no excuses, The Fan. All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
One watches QVC religiously. The other studies Paige Spiranak's golf swing. This is Man and Timmy.
I want to talk to you about my friends at Comer and Cross. They do garage floors, and they do garage floors better than anyone in the business. I can say that because it's true. Maybe you've had your garage floor done. Maybe you had it a couple years ago, you had it done, and now it looks like crap, or you try to do it yourself. Well, I'll tell you why Comer and Cross is the best, because they can guarantee without hesitation that your new garage floor is never going to chip, crack, or show tire lift like epoxy or paint ever. Half of their business is going in and fixing other people's bad work. They make their own chemicals. Listen to me. They got Walter White in a basement making garage floor chemicals.
No, Walter's not doing it anymore. He's overseeing.
They have
Jesse's
the Walter,
doing it.
Walter White of...
Jesse is chained to the rig. He can only move from side to side to get to the bins and the Erlenmeyer flasks and the test tubes and the Boilermaker flasks.
Comer and Cross, they make their own chemicals with a purity that's unmatched. They don't just buy stuff from China. It's cut with all sorts of crap. You know what's in half the stuff from China? Apple juice.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Mott's?
I don't know. I just made that up. Mott's? Musselman's? Who else makes an apple juice?
Eric Musselman?
Ocean Spray making
the
apple
coach?
Juice? No, I don't think so.
No, they're a cranberry juice, you idiot.
I don't know.
You should. Yeah. Make it up there in Minnesota. Or Wisconsin.
Ocean Spray? Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Yeah, yeah. Idiot. By the way, at Comer and Cross, they're all certified uniform pros, no subcontractors at Comer and Cross. They're even going to take the stuff out of your garage for you, within reason. Like dead bodies or a big gun safe, no. Everything else, sure. Give them a call, 1-800-NEW-FLOOR, 1-800-NEW-FLOOR, or comercross.com, C-O-M-E-R, cross.com.
Might need some new material. Been on the dead bodies the whole life
of
the read.
Not everybody listens all day, every day, Timmy.
People are talking.
You like my wife. You know, I have a line that I like to use, okay, when people compliment us on Samantha.
That's right? What I'm here for.
Whenever we're out, you know, I get the nice compliment about my daughter.
And what do you say?
Oh, she's so well-behaved. She's so nice. And I feel the need to say something, and most people appreciate the joke, and I look at them with a straight face and say, well, we beat her pretty severely.
Mm-hmm.
And I normally get a good chuckle from that. My wife, of course, gives me the eye roll and says, how often are you going to say that? I'm not repeating it to the same people. These are new people every single time.
What are you on, though? What do you think? You're on, like, usage, like, 250 of that joke?
I don't know.
Around Kristen?
But you know what? Let me live.
No, I don't want to.
It's a good joke. I think it disarms people. They get to chuckle about it. I get my compliment, right?
Yeah.
They compliment me on my kid, which is a compliment to me, not to her, because she didn't do it. I did it.
See, I liked the Walter White. I could picture that. I could picture his bald head. Really in the laboratory.
Making the garage floor chemicals.
Making the chemicals, yeah. Producing the chemicals. And then, you know, I had to add in on Jesse. You get him and Jesse in there. Everybody knows those two guys. I can see them in their yellow suits right now.
We talk about your worst nightmare because mine's coming true right now.
Yeah, isn't it?
Doing the show with you right now.
I know. So.
I beat her pretty severely. It's a good line, right, Teddy?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Who doesn't love a good beating a child story?
Well, it's so off the wall. You know it's not real. You know we don't really beat the kids.
It's so ridiculous.
It's so ridiculous. It's funny.
It's almost like that. No. Like,
you don't keep her tethered in the backyard, do you?
No.
No? Just on the weekends.
Yeah, come on. You've got to go to school.
She needs a little bit of outdoor time.
Absolutely. Right? Fresh air, good for everybody.
So you do this about half the time as well, don't you, when you're asleep on the couch, end of the night, kind of start off on the couch.
I sleep on the couch every night.
You try to stumble
up to bed.
Right. For a lot of men, sometimes women too, you just want to get like that 30 minutes of the TV to yourself. It's almost like you fist pump when your significant other announces that they're going to bed. And you're like, yeah. You
know, well, mine is so regimented.
Then you get some TV time.
It's 10:30 every single night. And God forbid, if it's 10:32, I got to hear about it.
Well, why? I don't understand. Why would you hear about it if she's taking herself to bed two minutes after she wants to?
Because sometimes I'll say, why don't you stay a little bit longer?
Oh,
because I actually value time with my wife.
Mm.
All right. Now that the kid's older, she goes to bed at about 10 in the summertime. So by the time we sit down on the couch, I have maybe 20 minutes with her before she goes up for her own slumber party.
Right.
But, you know, I'd like a little bit more time with my wife sometimes. Yeah, stupid, selfish me, husband.
You saying that right there makes it seem like I don't value
my time with
my wife.
She has to, if she doesn't go to bed at 10:30, like if I say, stay for another half hour, every 5 minutes she'll be looking over at the clock.
Hi, can I go now?
Well, it's so enjoyable. This is so enjoyable. You just count down the seconds until you can go to bed because you have to be up at NORAD. What are we doing?
NORAD's pretty strict with when you show up to
right.
work.
Right. We on call at 4 o'clock in the morning. You're getting up at 7:30. I know what time you're getting up.
You got to be there early.
No, I got to get in bed and then I got to do this.
6 or 9 hours to do everything upstairs, too. God forbid. She can actually just lay down and go to sleep. She's got to have bathroom this and put special deodorant on before she goes to bed.
Yeah.
No.
She's got to
watch her Real Housewives in the bed.
Mm-hmm.
Because she can't fall asleep unless there's some woman pulling off some other woman's hairpiece.
Well, look, they can have their routines. We sort of are talking about our routines, and this is the way it goes. I stay back on the couch, and I'm watching a little bit. I got my blanket there. I got my pillows. I move over into the chaise section because we got the L-shaped couch. So I slide over to the chaise, so then I can kick the feet up, and then I maybe fall asleep. And what do we call it when you just sort of like you get a little itch? that isn't really there.
Call it an itch.
No, it's just you feel like something's on you, but it's just the way the air hit a certain hair on your arm or whatever. Hair stand up for whatever reason. Maybe you're having a dream or thinking about something, but it's nothing. Most of the time, it's nothing. Like, 1,000 times this could happen, and you go and you like think something's on you. You look down there. There's nothing. There's nothing there. Nothing at all. My worst fear on Saturday night when I look down and I'm like fighting, I'm moving in between being asleep and being awake while whatever. I think Men of Honor with Cuba Gooding Jr. and Robert De Niro was on the screen. I'm falling asleep. I'm getting bits and pieces of that movie. And I'm like, ah, God dang, something's crawling on me. I look down and the biggest black spider is on my bicep and I go, ah!
Tonight!
I just freak out. And there it was, right there on my arm. Everybody says, no, it's nothing. No, you're not going to eat a spider in your sleep. It's fine. No one ever does that. It's right there crawling up my arm.
You didn't eat it. It was just crawling on you.
It was probably heading for my mouth.
It was not heading for your mouth. It doesn't want to go in there.
It wants to go in there and have a party, and it wants to lay eggs
and
have babies.
It wants to go in your mouth.
Yes, it does. I know what you mean. Not her.
No. You would go in her mouth.
Yeah.
See?
Homie, don't play that game.
Walker. Walker told him. No, we don't play that game either. We're going to talk about some underrated former Buckeyes coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
There is a new accident in westbound I-70 after Hilliard Rome Road that's got the left shoulder blocked off in the construction zone, adding a few extra delays in there. And State Route 229 remains blocked off due to debris in the roadway between US 23 and Horseshoe Road. This report is sponsored by your local Rude Air Conditioning Pro Partners. Is it rude to touch someone else's thermostat? Absolutely, unless you're a certified Rude Pro Partner and fixing a problem system for good. Get out with the old and in with the Rude this summer. Upgrade to a high-efficiency Rude system at RudeColumbus.com. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Traffic.
Remember the old days when football used to have an off-season? Well, we at The Fan think that really sucked. That's why we bring you Austin and Berm, America's number one resource for Buckeye football conversation, as voted by Fake Surveys Incorporated. Catch their daily podcast called The Beat and their breaking news podcast, Snap Judgments, as they broadcast live from Roosters on Mondays, and they come right to your house and massage your tender areas. They'll do it all. Austin and Berm on The Fan's YouTube channel and 10TV+.
Every year.
Sting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keel's off days for both Cleveland and Cincinnati in the baseball schedule. Guardians were four back in the AL Central and a game and a half out of the wild card. Begin a series in Detroit tomorrow. The Reds, who were swept over the weekend in Washington, will be in Chicago to face the White Sox. Speaking of, former batting champ and two-time All-Star shortstop Tim Anderson of the White Sox announcing his retirement today. He spent a majority of his 10 seasons in the majors with Chicago. From football, Kansas City Chiefs offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy returned to the team's training camp today after missing 11 practices following the shooting of his wife. This update brought to you by Booster Roosters, who's giving away 12 Ultimate Buckeye Experiences, tickets, sideline passes, and trips to a Buckeye first-round postseason game. Register today at roosterswings.com. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
A show you can feel deep down in your plums.
No! That is a bad place to touch. No. No, 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 no.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Fishy has handed me the plug sheet for tomorrow. It's Hot Take Tuesday on T-Bone and Tyvis. They get you started 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. Jake Butt from the Big Ten Network played at Michigan. But you know what?
Jake ass.
I enjoy Jake Butt. I think he does a good job.
He's the best one they got.
He will join the program coming up at 8:15. Yes, that includes Tyvis Powell, who also works there.
I mean, he's the best Michigan media guy that they got.
Okay.
I don't know if we could say he's better than Tyvus.
I am.
What are you talking about?
9 a.m.
It's our friend.
Bishop and Friends. It's Tuesdays with Tabari at 10:30, where Dom Tabari will be on a segment with the name of the week in it and still not know what day it is.
No, he don't know.
And on this show tomorrow, it's our jam-packed Tuesday show. We got Inside the Buckeyes. We got See You Next Tuesday with Jen Winters, Rapid Fire, Timmy Time, all that tomorrow.
We didn't pay off on Matty Ice's tease for us. So
what did he tease? I have no idea what he teased.
He said as they were ending Rothman and Ice today, that the guys will be talking about their favorite candies with peanut butter in them.
All right, let's go.
So automatically, you're going to jump to some kind of Reese's item. And I mean, who among us wouldn't have one? Like if we were doing a top five list of some kind of peanut butter based candy.
All right, I'm going Reese's Shapes, which is seasonal shapes,
yeah.
The tree, the egg, the pumpkin, those types of shapes. I like the peanut butter to chocolate ratio with the shapes much better than the cups.
You know my stance on that.
I understand.
Too much packaging with the cups.
My issue with the cup.
No, it is.
Like you can't take another little wrapper off? You're too delicate for that?
No, I don't want to.
Okay.
It gets into my fingernails. Little bits and crumbs are everywhere. The shapes are perfect. You open the wrapper. That's the only wrapper. Then you eat it.
All right. Reese's Shapes. Peanut butter M&Ms.
I got the same thing.
Okay.
I got the same thing.
I told my daughter that back when I was little, like her, that
back,
they were they
back
weren't
what?
When I was banging.
Thank you.
They weren't invented yet. She looked at me like I lived in a time without electricity.
It is sad.
Wait a minute.
I said, yeah, all we had was Reese's Pieces. By the way, is also on my list, Reese's Pieces.
How many years did we go before M&M's? Like, what year do you think that was when they first got out of just having regular and peanut? Peanut's been around for a long, long time. Right? Like, peanut's been around forever.
I think
forever.
Peanut's been around almost as long
almost since
as
the beginning?
As the plane.
Really?
I think so.
I'm not sure, though. I would like to know that, too.
Daddy,
like,
will
how
you
many
look up what year peanut butter M&Ms were introduced here in the States? Because I'm going to say 94? 95, maybe?
The number one peanut butter-based candy, though, to me, is still your Buckeye. Chocolate and peanut butter.
That's your number one spot.
It is as good as it gets.
I don't argue with you. Now I'm second guessing my Reese's Pieces.
Question is, are you going with the A-Train, Anthony Thomas?
No, A-Train all the way.
Or are you going with Martha's?
No, I've said this before. Anthony Thomas makes the best Buckeye in the world. And I've had homemade Buckeyes from a variety of places. They're all very good, very delicious, including my mother-in-law makes them. Very nice. But if I have my choice between an Anthony Thomas Buckeye and anything else, I'm going with AT all the time. And they pay me nothing to say that. Teddy, what year was the peanut butter M&M introduced?
I have the timeline of all the M&M varieties.
Oh, even better.
The main ones here. So 1941 was your milk chocolate, your beginning.
Okay.
And then the peanut M&Ms came along in 1954.
Okay, so they had
pretty
a
early on.
They had like 13-year run, though, without peanut.
Yeah. And there was a long delay until 1988 when they had the almond M&Ms.
Oh, almond.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the next year, they came out with mint M&Ms.
I forgot about that, probably because really sucked.
No, you think mint M&Ms would suck? I think they bring those back for the holidays, don't they?
Mint?
I think they do some type of Christmas time. Light green or mint, or they do them in Christmas colors too.
Well, they do them in Christmas colors, but the flavor is not different. It's still just a plain M&M.
No. I'm telling you, I think they do some mint M&Ms around the holidays.
Okay.
Either peppermint or straight mint.
And then in 1990, the peanut butter M&Ms came out.
Oh, it was 1990? I thought it was later than that.
No. And when they rolled them out. Nationwide, they weren't there till about 92. So it took a couple years before everybody was able to get them.
Okay.
What are we missing, though? I mean, I always stump for the Nutrageous. There's a lot of
Nutrageous, very delicious.
There's a lot of other Reese's. There's a lot of other Reese's products that I think, they're good. I'm not shaming any of these. Don't make it out like I'm not going to take a Take Five.
Take Five or is one of my favorites. You know that.
Or I'm not going to take, what is it, the Fast Break?
Yeah.
Or I'm not going to take the Sticks. The Sticks are just, they're really good too. If I had to rank it, I'd probably go Nutrageous because just the way it all just blends together. It's basically like you're taking a payday, which is tremendous, and dousing it with chocolate and then replacing that with Reese's peanut butter, which just makes it exceptionally good. And what else? I feel like there's another one too that we're missing, that we're missing out on. Well, this one's not a candy bar, but it's one of the best like snackable items in existence, and that's the Nutty Buddy.
That's, I mean, a
cookie. Isn't there peanut butter in that?
It's a wafer.
It's a wafer. It's not far off from what the Reese's stick candy is, you know? Like in its essence.
I guess.
It's kind of like that. And it does, if there was any like Little Debbie that was more blending towards candy than a just sweet treat, whatever they call
those. Yeah, because technically there's no cake involved in that.
There's not.
No.
It's like a candy wafer, and they're huge. They're to me, that's another discussion, like Little Debbie ranking.
All right, let's talk about some underrated Buckeyes, because you brought somebody to my attention today, somebody that I haven't talked or thought about in a while.
Yeah, so we didn't mention him last week, but guys, did you see that Big John Hankins? I feel like you just have to put the word big in front of Jonathan Hankins. You just have to. He called it a career last week. And I was thinking about him, and, you know, I was just thinking about like the different teams that he played for throughout his career, you know, pretty decent draft pick. I'm looking that back up now. I think he was a second rounder, fact checking myself. Yeah. 49th overall in the 2013 draft. So he was here for that big first year one of the Urban era, where they couldn't play on in the championship season, but they set the standard. They set the culture. They set what everything was going to be about for the next run. So I do give guys that were on that 2012 team and then they were out of there a lot of credit for that ramp up to Urban Meyer's national championship, which was in 2014. I think you should absolutely hang your hat on that if you were a player that was gone in 2013 and weren't around that following year, because everything that you were doing was putting the wheels in motion. And he was a first team All-American and a first team All-Big Ten in that last year. And he went out there to the NFL and had a pretty damn good career. He was never making the most money at his position, but he was always around and he was always impactful from 2013 to 2025 to be on an active 53-man roster, from the Giants to the Colts to the Raiders to the Cowboys to the Seahawks. Every single year since 2013, he was getting paid a damn nice salary to play. So I thought of Jonathan Hankins. Then thinking of other guys, like just off of that, either from their Buckeye careers or blending in what their NFL careers were as well. I think this is another guy that was out of here in 2013. Corey Linsley, the center.
He played a long time in the league. Is he still in the league?
No, he's not. I want to say that he had a health issue that forced him to wind it back. But he was drafted by the Packers and was Aaron Rodgers' guy, and he excelled there. And then he went out to L.A., and I think he got the richest deal in NFL history for a center when he signed that. This guy was a great player, one of the top three centers in the NFL for probably a 5-year stretch there. So Corey Linsley, he was really, really good and a good player here at OSU.
I got a couple more names for you, too.
All right.
Just sort of underrated Buckeyes that maybe we don't discuss enough. We'll try and remedy that coming up next. Colin, Mann, and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Westbound I-70, an accident in the construction zone after Hilliard Rome Road has got the right shoulder blocked off. And also eastbound I-70 in the construction zone, right lane blocked off after State Route 142 from a disabled vehicle. This report is sponsored by Coda. Beat the heat this summer on Coda's cool, comfortable rides. Just tap your phone or card to hop on and show up refreshed while others sweat it out in traffic. Plan your ride at Coda.com. That's COTA.com. Beat the heat this summer on Coda's cool, comfortable rides. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan.
T-Bone and Tybus is sponsored by Capital Ford of Columbus.
I didn't grow up a Cavs fan. I didn't go Gun Arena back in the day.
Gonorrhea. That's like a STD.
Gun Arena.
Mornings on The Fan. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Scattered showers and storms are likely again as we go through tonight into early on Tuesday. Some of the storms could produce some gusty winds and likely torrential rainfall. Very heavy rainfall is in the forecast here through tonight. And we are tracking more rounds of storms as we go into the day on Tuesday. There is potential for some severe thunderstorms for the afternoon and evening. Damaging wind gusts and very heavy rainfall are going to be the main concerns as we go through the day on Tuesday. And then tracking more storms in the forecast on Wednesday, but drier by the end of the week. That's a look at your 10 weather impact forecast. I'm meteorologist Aaron White here on 97.1 The Fan.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
One of these men is on an extremely high dose of antidepressants. The other one should be. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
This dumb show brought to you by the Hinder Motor Company. We got Foodgasm coming up at 4:46. Jason's beef with our guy Jason Stark at 5:30. By the way, Guardians fans, don't look now. But mathematically, your team is in fourth place. All right, lost 2 of 3 to the White Sox over the weekend. You got the Tigers up there. You got the Twins up there. And
oh, your Sox, baby. I know you're probably going to have some lines to Jason Stark about the leaders of the AL Central.
No, but I will say this. I'm willing to put it all on the line right now. What do you think is the most valuable thing to me in my life that's not a human being?
I wouldn't have said it was the Chicago White Sox. I might have said the Bears.
No. I'm talking about it, something that I own.
Oh.
Something that I personally own. What is the most important thing in my life that's not my wife or my daughter?
An actual prized possession.
Yes, something that I can part with. I can give it away.
One of your watches?
Yeah, I would think it's one of the watches or one of your
guitars? One of your music pieces? Is it something that's hanging on your wall in the basement? Something like that?
You got something to know.
Something
like
that's
Oasis or something
yeah.
related? Or?
Didn't you buy something or did you not wind up getting... like a rare thing from an auction that was signed by the whole band, by at least the two brothers.
Well, I have Noel Gallagher handwritten song lyrics.
Yeah, you did get that.
Yeah, I have like five of those. They're framed, right?
Are they the like original?
Yes.
Wow.
Well, I don't know if he did it while he was writing those songs.
You don't have Wonderwall, do you?
I don't have Wonderwall, no. Thanks for ruining it.
Well, that would be like millions, wouldn't it?
Millions!
I would think.
No, Champagne Supernova?
Deep tracks only.
No,
yeah, but that's cool too.
He would get in the habit of handwriting his lyrics out. These weren't like the original ones when he was writing the song. It was just afterwards.
Still. No,
yeah,
that's
handwritten
cool.
by him.
Handwritten, yeah. I don't have any like Dave Matthews stuff like that.
I was going to say that if anybody from the AL Central wins the World Series, I'll give those up. Because it's just not... It's not gonna happen.
It's not possible.
Look, I can be excited that my team, the Chicago White Sox, is they're having a good year.
That's all it's gonna be.
They're not gonna win the World Series.
You're getting in, you're gonna get into the playoffs, but
the Guardians not winning the World Series.
The Rays are really a special looking team right now, and with what the Red Sox have done, and if the Yankees are at full capacity, what their roster is, that's what it is. The West sucks too.
It's probably
gonna be one of those teams in the East.
I saw that my guy Tim Anderson officially announced his retirement today, which I guess means the league retired him. No one's calling him, but I'll tell you what, man, that was an epic fall from grace. He went from winning the batting title to getting punched in the face by Jose Ramirez in like a 8-month span. And it really never recovered.
It was kind of downhill from there, right?
It never recovered after that. Now, maybe it was all coincidence. Maybe it would have ended the same way anyway, him just sort of washing out and, you know, doing nothing in Major League Baseball. But you can really trace it back to Jose Ramirez punching him in the face.
Got to do some research. Maybe Jason Stark has some research on what happens to a player after a good hard punch to the face. Like, did Batista fall off the map after Rougned Odor just popped his sunglasses right off his dome?
Well, and
Robin Ventura after Nolan Ryan. I'm not sure. I'm just spitballing. Was that the downfall of him too?
I don't think it was, but that whole Tim Anderson thing. I mean, Tim Anderson's the guy that got up in the fighting position. He's the guy that started the whole thing.
I think it was
that
I think,
challenged Jose Ramirez.
I think Batista did the same. I think it was the same for his as well. When Odor then just said, "Oh yeah," like boom, and it was like the cleanest punch
I've ever seen landed that, you know, wasn't professional fighting. That was just something that happened out there. Basketball, you never see anybody land a punch in basketball. Football, it can't really happen. You did have LeGarrette Blount. He landed a clean one on that Boise State dude, didn't he? I just remember it vividly because the Boise State player was laughing. He had a huge smile on his face. He was talking some smack, and then, like, slow motion, the ESPN cameras had it. It's just like, kung, and he's like, ah.
What did he like, Timmy?
Kung, bam, ah. Out he goes.
We're talking about underrated Buckeyes because you had brought up Jonathan Hankins.
So he was out there with the team. And that's also just, why.
He announced his retirement recently, and he was out there for the start of camp. And we were thinking back in the office for the show about some underrated Buckeyes that we don't talk about enough, either because of what they did in the league or what they did here. And I was talking about Antonio Pittman. I think Antonio Pittman was a hell of a player when he was here.
Absolutely.
I don't think he had more than a cup of coffee in the NFL, and quite frankly, I don't care. He was always thought of as
the guy Jets?
Keeping the seat warm for Beanie, but I think Antonio Pittman was awesome. They don't go to the national championship game against Florida if it's not for him on that team. He was a big part of that team. I think of a guy, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm looking at the running backs now, just to add on what you said about Pittman. He's top 15 all time.
Yeah,
so he was really good. Completely agree with you. And, you know, sharing the backfield with Beanie for some of those years, the game of the century, right? Like, Antonio Pittman absolutely was one of those guys. And now that I'm looking at, like, the guys around him on the all-time running back list, guys that we just kind of forget about in conversation, Carlos Snow in the late 80s, early 90s, doing some of those era games on Buckeye Replay this season as well. What about Carlos Hyde? Is Carlos Hyde kind of getting lost in the sauce now? He's still almost at 3,200 yards for his career, top 10 in Ohio State history. And I just feel with these, we have recency bias, right? And why not? When you have Zeke up there and what J.K. Dobbins and Travion Henderson did, you're still going to, you know, remember guys like Beanie and Eddie George with the Heisman and Archie Griffin. But Hyde might be one of those two, I think.
Jeff Graham was another one that I've talked about before, former Buckeye wide receiver.
And had a big year, like over 1,300 yards that one season with the Bears. Well, he was quarterbacking that year.
That was Eric Kramer.
Yeah.
He was good in the pros. He was good here. I feel like we don't talk about him a ton. Who else are we missing?
I'm thinking of two offensive linemen that one maybe didn't do as well in the NFL as he would have liked to, but Pat Elflein, as versatile as he was, and then he was part of the back-to-back Remington Awards. You had Pat Elflein and Billy Price, both had really high hopes going into the NFL. Billy Price was then drafted, I think, end of the first round by the Bengals to be their linchpin center. Didn't work out for him. Had some injuries and things just didn't work out. Same kind of for Pat Elflein going up to the Minnesota Vikings for starters. Andrew Norwell was another guy who I thought of, just a really good offensive lineman here. Didn't get talked about a ton after the fact. And when he signed his deal with the Jaguars, I think Norwell had like a $66 million deal with 30 guaranteed, and it was the richest deal for a guard at the time that he signed. How about so many wide receivers that I think of, just because we've just continued to get better and better and better. And I was editing the 2017 comeback against Penn State. You remember that game, the 39-38, JT bringing him back, Marcus Baugh touchdown catch. But all those receivers, like on that team, KJ Hill left here as the all-time leading pass catcher in terms of receptions. Number one all time when he left.
Did he really?
He had over 200.
I totally forgot about that.
KJ Hill. And then Paris Campbell with who he was. Austin Mack. I remember the catch he made on the sideline that Dwayne threw to him when Dwayne checked in for an injured JT Barrett on the road in Ann Arbor. Just a grisly catch. Got sandwiched in between two Michigan guys and held onto the ball. Who else did you have on that? Benjamin Victor was one of the receivers that had some of those, made some of those incredible plays on the road against Penn State. There was Terry McLaurin. I mean, I think NFL Terry McLaurin is viewed a little differently than Ohio State Terry McLaurin, who is more of that special teams guy And then, like, later on in his career, he started making plays as a wide receiver, and then had the Senior Bowl, and everybody was like, oh, wow, this guy's an incredible football player. And all of us here are like, yeah, we've been trying to tell you that, just because he didn't have, you know, three straight 1,000-yard receiving
seasons. Yeah, but I wouldn't look at Terry McLaurin as
an underrated,
like an underrated guy. Like, I was talking to Adam King about this, and every single guy he was throwing out is, like, in the Hall of Fame. Like, yeah, Cam Hayward. Underrated.
One of the best players.
It's like, is Cam Hayward underrated? I mean, he's had a tremendous NFL career, but Cam Hayward was a first round pick.
Yeah.
He was very rated.
Late bloomer, the NFL Cam Hayward was a late bloomer. Like, he started making his Pro Bowls, all pros in his 30s, and it's awfully impressive when it comes to, you know, best longevity. Tyquan Lewis is a guy that came to mind, because we had some really good defensive linemen that played with the Bosas and right there around, like, Chase Young. And we just remember Joey Bosa, Nick Bosa, Chase Young. But there was a lot of other guys that were dynamic defensive linemen. And I want to say Tyquan Lewis might still be in the NFL. He might be on a contract right now.
All right, we have yet another story about how the college football playoffs may look in a couple years. ESPN is toying with something. We'll tell you what it is in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Westbound I-70 after Hilliard Rome Road, an accident in the construction zone has got the right shoulder blocked off. Expect a few added delays through there. And on eastbound US 33 in Marysville, an accident at Main Street that's off on the left shoulder. This report is sponsored by AAA Tire and Auto Service. Prepare for the cooler weather ahead at your local AAA Tire and Auto Service. Their fall maintenance package includes an oil change, tire rotation, windshield wiper replacement, and more for just $119.99. Offer valid through August 31st. See store for details. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Traffic.
Ben and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Timmy has more jiggling silicone in his Instagram feed than Sydney Sweeney riding a mechanical bull. This is Common Man and Timmy.
All right, so look, we've talked about this. We've talked about it too much. I'm tired of it, but it's not going away. The SEC wants a 16-team college football playoff. The Big Ten wants a 24-team college football playoff. Now, the Big 12 and the ACC, they're in line with the Big Ten, but who the hell cares? They're going to fall in line with whoever they think is going to make them the most money. So what's going to give here? Because obviously we have to get past this antiquated notion of a 12-team playoff.
So stupid.
We've had it for, I don't know, 2 years.
2 years, yeah.
So, I mean, in 2 years is a long time to have a playoff.
And boy, like, we've had just 12 teams that every single one of them could have won the national championship, right? I mean, we're just loaded, a loaded field. Like James Madison, if the ball bounced a different way, they could have been standing at the end, not Indiana.
So there's a report from Yahoo saying that ESPN is, quote, socializing a college football playoff format that includes 16 teams, but really isn't 16 teams. Okay, because you would have 4 play-in games for seeds 13 through 16, which means 4 extra teams, which would be 20 teams, even though they would call it a 16-team playoff.
Why are we doing that?
Can I tell you something, dude? I don't know.
Why? Not because just called a 20-team playoff?
Because it's all just window dressing, and we have to appease someone or something. I have no idea. They're in bed with the SEC. The SEC wants 16 teams. Big Ten wants 24. ESPN wants to be in the business no matter what's going on. So they want to, you know, in theory, make their partners happy. The SEC, no, it's a 6-team. Meanwhile, the Big Ten can puff their chest out and say, no, we got more, it's 20.
I have an idea. You just call it the college football playoff, and you don't even, you know, focus on the number. Like with the NCAA tournament the last several years since we went to a playoff system in Dayton, I always just sort of look at it like with my eyeballs and think of it as a 64-team field, you know, because that's the one that fits under the sheet of paper the right way. There's more teams in it, but, you know, we just call it the NCAA tournament. That's what we call it. And they're adding to that, too, because we've got to have more. What is What is social? Who came up with that term?
I don't know. What does it mean?
We're talking, we're meeting up at the bar at a mingle?
Socializing a college football playoff format.
Doing it over lunch? Like what?
I don't know. But I do know that the playoff executives, the CFP executives, were scheduled to meet virtually today to discuss some stuff. Now, what's going to get done? Nothing. Mm-hmm. Nothing's going to get done. They're going to continue to. It's like every other meeting that you've ever had. This is why I hate meetings. Because we get called into meetings here at the radio station. You know what we do? We talk about how we're going to push things forward to another meeting. Let's talk about the same things we talked about in the last meeting and say, all right, let's call another meeting and we'll discuss some more stuff from this meeting.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a bunch of meetings. Nothing gets done.
You like meetings more than anybody that I've ever met.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're always sitting back there. And, you know, if we're talking and having a good time in the cubicles, sometimes Mike will just say, you know what will make this better? Why don't we go into the office and really meet about this? Let's make it official.
You like how in some meetings I've just stopped caring and I just get up and leave?
Did you see what ESPN reporter Heather Dinich said at the bottom of this article in Yahoo about what this means for potentially the very next college football playoff?
What do you mean? Like the one that's coming up this year?
How it could possibly change this year.
It's not gonna.
How you doing, little partner?
Fine. And it's little visitor now. Adewoyoli is how you say it in Cherokee.
Oh, well, pardon my French, but I'll be damned.
Walker told me I have AIDS.
That was clunky.
It got all screwed up.
I wasn't supposed to ask a question. Like, what do you mean? That's not going to change for this year.
The way I was saying it, you were just supposed to say, like, no, what? And then...
Well, I'm sorry I didn't go along with your script.
Right. That's on me. I was supposed to force you into a certain script.
No, it's not changing this year.
I know it's not. I was doing it for the AIDS clip.
Kyle Shanahan, 49ers head coach, was in a car accident, almost lost his eye. Turns out he was at fault because he had dropped his phone, wasn't paying attention.
He had it on autopilot. He has a Tesla on autopilot.
But here's what I don't understand. So, by the way, the story is he's feeling better. He's going to coach in the preseason opener. Jimmy Crackhorn, I don't care. But I'm always astonished at what makes people tick. You know, for example, let me tell you a little story. Back when I was banging, I was 19 years old. I was a camp counselor for a summer. 5 and 6 year olds. Like a day camp, not a sleepaway camp. But
you weren't allowed to do those.
No.
Yeah.
They told me to go away, never come back.
Right.
But I was a camp counselor. I really enjoyed it. On Fridays, we would have like Water Friday, where we met at like a forest preserve type of thing. We're outside. And we'd get on our bathing suits and just chase each other around. Water balloons, squirt guns, stuff like that. You know, why are you looking at me like that?
You know what I hear, Teddy? I hear running around with kids.
I'm a camp counselor. What am I supposed to wear? A turtleneck?
Let's have a wet t-shirt contest with some six-year-olds. Yeah, that sounds real normal, Mike.
What's the matter with you? What's the matter with you? You're taking something that's wholesome and just ruining it.
I'm sorry. Sounded a little messed up.
Could I finish?
Please.
All right. So we had like a Water Friday. We go out there, chase each other around. I would chase the kids around with a squirt gun, screaming. What is the matter with you? You're so disgusting. Anyway, there was this little girl. I forget her name. Sweet as can be. And I'm chasing her around, and she slips and falls. And she goes head first into a stone drinking fountain.
Ooh.
That we have outside. And jagged stones, and I'm terrified.
So bad. Bleeding right away.
Well, let me tell you something. I think that she's going to get up, and she's going to be screaming, and she's going to be bleeding, and I'm terrified. It was an accident. She fell. It was wet, you know, but still, I was chasing her, and I felt so bad. She comes up, not crying, smiling, no blood at all, okay? So initially, I thought, oh, my God, it was some sort of miracle. She missed all the stones there, and it was a miracle. And then I look at her head, and she's got a hole in her head.
Oh, no.
In her forehead. There's no blood coming out of this hole, but there is a hole in her head. I'm like, oh, my God. Honey, are you okay?
I'm fine.
What? No, you have a hole
in your head.
Like, what do you mean? Where? In her forehead?
In her forehead.
Just a, how big? Like quarter size? Dime size?
It wasn't that quite that big, but it was probably the end of like a thumbtack.
And okay. You're not seeing like any,
no.
You're not seeing any redness or anything,
no.
Just like a black hole?
Black hole, son? No blood at all. And so I'm just terrified. Just terrified. And her mother comes and picks her up, and I'm just apologizing every 10 seconds. And I kid you not, I never saw that girl again because it was one of the last days of camp. So I have no idea what happened to her. I think about her at least once a week. Think about how she's doing, if she remembers that. You know, that's my penance, I guess.
If she lived? What?
All right. Anyway, I'm riddled with guilt.
Yes.
For that thing. I keep thinking about that, right? Enter Kyle Shanahan. All right, so he crashes his car, crashes into another girl who was wrongfully blamed for the crash, but then, you know, he took responsibility.
Which is nice. Set that straight.
Yes. He was asked if he spoke to his players about the lessons he learned. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe about distracted driving, or, you know, maybe don't trust the autopilot all the time. You still have to be alert and in control of your vehicle.
How
and stuff
much do
like
you
that.
Really want to trust this stuff when it's sort of new technology?
And here is the quote from Kyle Shanahan. I mean, I didn't like sit there and feel like I had to. I didn't have like a ton of guilt over it or anything. Like, I think, you know, the word's an accident, and truly it was that way. Okay. Yes, it was an accident, but it was an accident caused by you, whether it was directly your fault or not. It was caused by you. You inflicted harm on someone else.
And if it was worse,
who was
it
just
could have
following
been...
the rules of the road.
Mm-hmm.
This person was also unfortunately blamed for this, even though she had nothing to do with it. You know, I don't know. Maybe you just pretend like you're like, yeah, I feel really bad about it. I feel bad for her. I'm sorry that this whole thing happened. And I'm going to be more cautious, even when using the autopilot. I'm going to be more cautious in the future. You know, a regular human being response as opposed to no, I mean, I don't really think about it. There's no skin off my nose. I mean, it was an accident. It's like, yeah. I know it was an accident. No one's saying that you should be in jail, dude. I'm not saying that. But
doesn't that come down to like coaches can just be different?
I know, but I can say that about the little girl. It's like, well, she fell. It was wet. It was an accident. I didn't do anything. It's like, yeah, I didn't mean to do anything.
Yeah, but she's a little girl, though.
Well,
I
think about it to this day. I think about that. And if I'm Kyle Shanahan, maybe that's the lesson that you can teach the players, which is, hey, man, sometimes when you think you're in control, you're not. Okay, so always be alert.
Mm-hmm.
Always, to a fault, be alert.
You have to give, you almost have to give up a little bit because you know, like, as you go through life, like, it's why, like I say, when you're out there on the road, too, be extra alert and drive defensively. So many times you'll be out there and you'll see someone that, like, wants to drive out there. It might be their turn. Like, you know what? Letter of the law, that's fine.
Right,
but it's like,
right.
Do you want to get into a broadside collision right now just to prove a point? I would advise against that because whether you're okay and both sides are okay, your car is still going to be damaged. Yeah, maybe you get that guy's insurance to pay for it, but you're still on the sidelines for months or so.
I was right, though.
Yeah, you made the right. Yay, congratulations.
It was my turn to merge.
Yeah, it's like, congratulations.
Well, all right, great.
You're still wrecked. Okay, like you're wrecked. You need a new car. You probably have neck damage that you don't know about that's going to bother you the rest of your life. Just,
I don't know, man.
Be careful.
Long story long, coaches are weird. That's
all. It is weird.
Foodgasm up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
On eastbound I-70, there is an accident after Alum Creek. That crash off on the right shoulder. And State Route 229 now reopened. That debris in the roadway cleared between US 23 and Horseshoe Road. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at OhioBasementAuthority.com. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Traffic.
Think you know Buckeye football? These two say, hold my beer.
The Beat with Austin and Berm.
Sponsored by The Waterworks.
Daily on The Fan's YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts.
Your home of the Buckeyes, The Fan.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Weston Air Heating and Cooling and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
11.5. That's not the Buckeye football over-under wind total. That's the amount of times Common Man wipes his crack. I'll take the over.
Ugh, what's that smell?
You're listening to Man and Tenney.
I want to talk to you about my friends at Universal Windows Direct. There's a lot of window companies out there. Why trust Universal Windows Direct? Well, first of all, they pay me, all right? Which means they're the real deal, because I ain't cheap.
Good reason.
And because I only endorse companies that have superior quality, all right? Universal Windows Direct is going to take care of you. We're in the summertime now. You've been running that air conditioner. If you got leaky windows, you're paying to cool the outside. When the weather turns in a few months, and it will, you'll have that heater going just as expensive. You don't want to be heating the outside because of your leaky, drafty windows. Call my guys at Universal Windows Direct, because right now you buy four windows, you get four free, plus 48 months of 0% interest financing, same as cash. 614-502-5220. UniversalWindowsDirect.com. Let's do food guests.
Man and Timmy present.
Oh, yeah.
Food guests.
Sponsored by GoGermain.com. Shop 30 brands and over 4,000 vehicles only at GoGermain.com.
Mikey, I got two for you. Do you want first one that's sort of homegrown chatter, or do you want the fast food discussion?
Give me fast food first.
All right, let's go there. So this from Fox Business. Wendy's, our local establishment that spawned out of Columbus here, is no longer America's runner-up to McDonald's right now as the second largest burger chain in terms of sales. And if you believe it, we've been seeing these in virtually every ranker or list that Teddy puts in the packet. I think it might be time. I think it actually might be time again.
I'm scared of this.
To try some Burger King and give it its fair shot.
The King is moving up.
The King is up. It reclaimed the number two spot as its United States turnaround is still picking up momentum. Domestic same-store sales jumped 8.5% in the second quarter. Meanwhile, Wendy's reported a 7% decline in the U.S. in same-store sales.
Look, you and I are...
sixth consecutive quarter of contraction for Wendy's. We've been seeing that. We've been giving suggestions,
and nothing's changing. Are big fans of Wendy's. They know where to contact us. They know what to do. They refuse to do it because they got people in that office over there in Dublin that think they know what the hell's going on. They don't. Stop selling your ground beef in restaurants. Stop wasting time with all of this crap that doesn't matter.
Stop trying to change up what the Frosty is, which is one of the most classic, delicious fast food frozen treats in existence.
You know, look at what Burger King is doing.
Go to the right kind of lettuce.
Burger King has simplified the message. Their latest ad campaign they're doing right now is about the Whopper, and how if the Whopper's not made properly, then they'll remake it for you on the spot, and your next one's on the house. They are focusing on the thing they're known for the most, the Whopper.
Mm-hmm.
Whopper, 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 Whopper.
And what was always their big ad campaign that I knew when I was growing up, Your Way. Your Way, right away.
You're the King.
At Burger King now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then after that, You're the King. And it's, again, it just goes to reminding you that we're going to make this the way that you want it.
It's good branding.
It's fine.
It's good advertising. But ultimately, I guess people are having a better experience when they go to Burger King, or they wouldn't keep coming back. So we just did the story not too long ago.
McDonald's,
about how,
too, has been kind of globally good.
Globally
you talked
fine,
about it last week, but same thing.
In
US,
America,
they're kind of flat.
They crapped out on their value menu. It was a joke. I told you it was a joke from day one. But we talked about Burger King. They've created a new position
almost like a manager on the floor inside the restaurants that's just there to receive your grievances.
Yeah.
Which I appreciate.
Sure.
You know, that person is only there to serve you. They're not taking orders. They're not running back and forth. They're not too busy. Their entire job, if your Whopper isn't like you want it, you find this person. They have a different uniform. And you don't make it right.
See, I can't decide if after this is done for me, if that would be a really good role or a really bad idea to put me in that role of receiving.
Or to put you in that role?
Grievance receiver. I just try to talk everybody
you
out.
You don't have it in
of
you.
What their grievances
but there are.
Are
people out there that have people skills and have compassion and can deal with crises. You're not that person. But you know what I think, Timmy? You and I have long been averse to Burger King, and really they'd give me quite good reason to be averse to them.
I think we need to do
a little field trip.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to go eat in. We're going to go to a location that's been newly renovated or newly built. We're going to go in there. We're going to have a nice little experience, you and me.
I feel like I'll be ready to give an apology because I feel like it's a little...
Don't be premature.
It
may suck.
But it's a little two-faced for me because I don't like to shame fast food spots, you know? I know they're not... Every single location is not going to be completely perfect, right? But at their peak, I'm sure a nice Burger King meal can really scratch an itch. It can be good.
That's fine. What I'm saying is I've never had the peak, and when I've been there...
You've just had the valleys.
It's given me explosive diarrhea.
Well, that's what you're looking for.
No, not
so in
that
the event
type.
That it happens... Give me
the homegrown one.
So, had flatbreads for dinner on Saturday night. And I just wanted to tell you, I used an entire banana pepper from the Garden de Ricordati.
And oh, man, I've got so many peppers. I swear to God.
It was delicious.
I'm almost at the point where I'm going to ask listeners if they want any peppers, and I'll just come drop them off at their house.
Well, here's the thing. Your banana pepper, it's so different than what you like are getting at the store when you go to a restaurant and they've got the banana peppers sliced, but they're already swimming in that brine. So it's already got like so many extra preservatives. They're pickled. These are not. These are straight fresh peppers from the garden. So I think the way I did it, slicing them up thin, throwing them on the flatbread, and then baking them... got the most flavor possible out of those banana peppers. And they're not spicy. They just gave a nice little flavor profile. I just had the non-bread pizza sauce, some fresh mozzarella, some pepperoni, like the Hormel pepperonis and all that. And then those banana peppers all over it.
I harvested a million banana peppers and I probably have to go back tonight and do it again. Because they're just growing out
of
control.
Overflowing?
The banana peppers and the jalapenos and the serranos
are
out of control.
Keep them coming.
The Thai chili peppers have come in nicely. I'm still waiting on the ghost peppers and the habaneros. But, Teddy, they're close.
I
think maybe another week, and then we're going to have a little taste test in here.
Did I tell you, I was playing with peppers, last week, just had the cutting board out. And I took a big chunk of that Thai pepper.
Oh, you got to be careful with those, man.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, those are serious business. Those are serious business.
I was trying to prove a point to the wife. And,
prove
you know,
what point?
Nothing. And I'm an idiot.
The Buffalo Bills are getting some crap for some new stadium problems. Details next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
There's an accident westbound I-70 at Wilson Road. That crash moved off onto the left shoulder. And still looking at an accident in the construction zone on westbound I-70 after Hilliard Rome Road that's blocking the right shoulder. This report is sponsored by your local Rood Air Conditioning Pro Partners. Is your house hotter than sitting on a metal bench at your kids' July baseball tournament? Get out with the old and in with the Rood this summer. Trust the local pros on a high-efficiency AC system from Rood to protect your home plate every time. Find a certified Rood Pro partner at RoodColumbus.com, RUUDColumbus.com. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Traffic.
Testing live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels. More preseason recognition for Ohio State's football players. Wide receiver Jeremiah Smith, lineman Luke Montgomery, and Austin Sarveld today named on the preseason All-American team released by On3, while wide receiver Brandon Innes was put on the watch list for the Paul Horning Award. From Pro Football, Chicago Bears have said wide receiver Luther Burden will miss the entire preseason after sustaining a groin injury in training camp. They do expect him to be ready for the regular season. Washington Commanders left tackle Laremy Tunstall expected to miss a significant amount of time with surgery needed to repair a triceps injury. Off day on the baseball schedule for both Cleveland and Cincinnati. Guardians will be at Detroit tomorrow. The Reds will be in Chicago to meet the White Sox. This update brought to you by TurboTrack Realty. Done with that property? Call John Kozik at TurboTrack Realty for a cash offer today. 614-470-2000. Breaking sports news when it happens on the Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Bullying is one of the great joys of fandom. You boo bad. You boo lazy.
Your boos mean nothing. I've seen what makes you cheer.
You boo undisciplined. But you must always boo cocky.
Ew, and boo. This kind of thing is getting out of hand with you, too. Y'all are an official warning.
Here's Man and Timmy.
Jason's beef with our guy Jason Stark coming up at 5:30. I saw that Teddy Bridgewater has retired again. He was going to be the Lions' backup, so now they've called Josh Dobbs. Here's my question.
Josh Dobbs
does
has
Josh
a
Dobbs
lot of those gigs.
Have a bag packed by the door, do you think?
Yes, yes. But, you know, I've been watching that Netflix quarterback show. If you checked any of that out,
no,
this new season, Joe Flacco's featured on it, which, by the way, there was like a thing that perturbed both me and the wife alike. Joe Flacco won a Corvette, right, for being named Super Bowl MVP. Do you remember when they did that?
I don't.
They gave
but,
a car
okay.
away to the guy who's winning Super Bowl MVP also needs a free, you know, $50,000 to $75,000 sports car because I'm sure times are rough financially. But he has that thing, but it's just like sitting in squalor, like it's jammed in to some like barn style garage. There's barely like a foot of clearance all the way around it. It's just collecting dust. It's scratched up. What the hell is he doing with that thing?
Flacco, my Cracko.
He's disrespecting.
It's a beautiful
the
car.
Corvette.
It's a beautiful car. It's custom. It's got like stitchings in the leather seats for like Super Bowl MVPs. Like why would you do that to that ride? If anything, give it to someone in the family that's going to treat it with respect and use it. I would use it myself. I would drive that thing every now and then. You won Super Bowl MVP, and it's you were gifted it.
I'd use it myself. I know you'd use it yourself. He doesn't care.
No, I'm saying if I were Joe Flacco, I think I would find a means to drive a beautiful sports car. But anyway, Teddy Bridgewater was the backup for Baker last year, so he gets a little bit of shine in the show that season. But I was thinking about, like, last year watching the Commanders, Jaden Daniels, who's also featured on this season's show, when you see another Josh Johnson, you know stuff's real bad.
Just when you see his presence.
Josh Dobbs is all well and good.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't want to see Josh Dobbs either. But
Josh
when you
Johnson,
see Josh Johnson,
just turn around and go home.
Yeah, the season is done. And that's what Washington had cooking last year when they were so far gone after the Jaden Daniels elbow and the Marcus Mariota injury. Oh, boy.
All right, the Bills are opening up their new place this year, and you would think they'd be in the honeymoon phase.
Yeah, yeah.
But apparently there are some problems with seat views and things like that, right?
So the grass is good, right? Grass
is good for now.
Is greener.
It's summertime.
Well, I mean, but the fact that they're committed to doing a grass field.
Yes.
Can we give them some for that?
Yes,
like
absolutely.
Give them something for building
it's
an outdoor stadium.
It's open air, but
give them
a lot
that.
Of the seats will be covered, so the only thing mm-hmm. open
yeah.
will be directly over the field.
And you know what? The way the wind blows, chances are you're going to get a little bit wet, whatever. Snow's going to fall, but that's fine. Open air is good. So they had the like season ticket holder event this past weekend, Saturday. So stadium is over $2 billion, about $2.2 billion for the new Highmark, and they had record crowds coming out for this event too. Why
I'm
not
sure.
why not
people
Brand
are very
stadium.
Excited in
yeah.
the community.
It's a big deal closing the old stadium, bringing in the new.
A lot of people sad to see the old place go, even though they knew that it either needed upgrades or replacement. Over 51,000 were there, but complaints started to pour in to the Buffalo Bills offices. A lot of complaints. And you can find all over social media, people in the Bills Mafia just posting screenshot after screenshot, quick little videos of the views from their seats. People that are very excited to have what they thought to be good seats, like people that are sitting, you know, very low in one of the upper bowls.
Yeah.
People that are sitting, you know, maybe only 25. I'm looking at a photo here that looks like it's maybe in row like 30. I don't know. You know, near like the top of the lower bowl. Wouldn't you think that is like a premium location?
I would think
that's very expensive to be sitting like near the top of the lower bowl. That's actually where I prefer to be sitting, like either first row in the upper bowl or at the top of the lower bowl, so you get a little bit of height and can see the lines. Can't see the lines, can you, Russ, of all the dimensions on the
corners?
Yeah,
when it comes to football, I prefer to be sitting at home. But
I know what you mean there.
But
if you had to.
If I'm going to see the Jackets over at Nationwide, and I've done it all sorts of ways. I've done it on the glass. I've done it in the lower bowl.
Luxury box,
on the
suites,
ends, boxes, yeah. Club level, upper tank. I've done it all over the years. And if I had my pick, money's no object, of course. I'm going first row club level center.
First ice. Row club.
Right? Mm-hmm. But if money is an object, I'm going first row upper tank. Over anything in the lower bowl.
For a good value.
Yes.
Like center ice, first row, upper bowl.
I'm just saying, if you offer me lower bowl glass tickets, if you got them both in your hands, you're saying these are both free to you. Okay? You can have glass seats or first row upper tank. I'm taking first row upper tank every single time.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, man.
You can see more. I like it better.
You know what? I hadn't done glass seats ever in my entire life. Until last season, I did it twice. So I finally checked that off the bucket list.
And would you do it again?
I will say, I would, yeah. If I had free tickets, I'm not turning down glass seats. But I totally understand now that I've seen it. I figured it was going to be like that because I've sat low for different sports. And I've even sat low for hockey games. But third row, fourth row, still not glass seats where you can actually put your hands up on the glass and nobody's in front of you. There's something special about trying that. I would recommend anyone that has the means to do that at least one time. Just so you get a feel for it.
Upper tank, you got nobody in front of you.
True, true.
You can see the entire ice unobstructed. And, you know, there's a little bit of an opportunity for you at some point to jump to your death.
Mm-hmm. And affect the people that are beneath you.
If you think things aren't going well.
Maybe Tito's sitting underneath you.
Maybe you see somebody in the lower bowl that you really hate, and you just hurl your body.
Panama Ted's down there.
Just
oh, man.
Human kamikaze.
Mike's falling down on me. When the last time we went to a Bengals game, we had, I thought they were perfect seats. We were in the first row, upper deck, on the extreme corner. I don't know what section. I don't know the stadium that well, but we were looking across. So we were facing south, right? So we were looking across at the river. So it was a great view.
You're looking through the uprights?
No.
Essentially, centered?
We were on the absolute corner.
Oh, okay.
So we were like all the way at the end. I thought it was an insanely good vantage point. So we were like kind of, you know, looking out diagonally at the field. So I thought it was great. Could see all the routes, could see everything. Nobody in front of us had that big sort of concrete platform sill right in front of us to set the drinks on and stuff. Also plunge to our death if we felt so inclined. And that's a big drop off. But at Highmark, I kind of agree with people like the complaints that are pouring in of just too many obstructed view seats for a $2.2 billion stadium. It's brand new.
You think you wouldn't have any.
You shouldn't have a single one. That's what I'm saying.
You're designing this from scratch.
And some of these were the seats. I get it if you're like in an extreme corner of the place where one little edge might be blocked off. Maybe there's like 10 seats in the whole place where like, okay, we have 95% visibility. You can't get this corner of the end zone. But some of these, you're like right in the middle. Like this one I'm looking at seems to be like on the 45-yard line. And you know, like the little platform in front of it where they have to have a stairwell so other people can access the seats. Too much metal, too much glass. It's all blocked. It's just bad. But at least they did issue a response. Okay. So like, I'll give them that. They say that they're, you know, they thank the Bills fans, said that it was an opportunity to do a test run and that we're addressing internal and external feedback regarding the facility's operation following the first event. So they're going to use the next 6 weeks to get prepared as best as they can until Thursday, September 17.
I always get a kick out of these athletes that have made, in some cases, hundreds of millions of dollars, but simply cannot pay their bills. I'm going to give you another example of this coming up next. Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
There is still an accident westbound I-70 over on the west side at Wilson Road. That crash moved to the left shoulder. One more accident on Livingston Avenue at Ohio Avenue. This report is sponsored by Witt's Frozen Custard. Columbus, you know it's hot when it's Witt's time, made fresh daily. Their rich, creamy frozen custard is crafted every day for the freshest flavor possible. Cool off, grab your favorite, and get to Witt's Frozen Custard today. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Traffic.
Your favorite fan shows are available as a podcast. What a concept! And don't miss exclusive podcast content like Austin and Burn. Listen on your schedule from anywhere in the world. Available wherever you get your podcasts. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Showers and storms are in the forecast again through tonight into early on Tuesday. We are tracking potential for gusty winds and heavy rainfall. Likely going to see some more storms on Tuesday, especially for the afternoon and evening. And some of those storms could be strong to severe with damaging wind gusts and very heavy rainfall likely across the area. We are going to see another chance of showers and storms on Wednesday, but also looking ahead to the end of the week with drier conditions and more sunshine by Friday into the weekend. And that's a look at your 10 weather impact forecast. I'm meteorologist Aaron White here on 97.1 The Fan.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Are you really telling me this is the highest-rated sports show in the country?
Well, that's obviously not true.
Shit.
Yeah, that boy got diarrhea.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
Happy Monday. So glad you're here. 3 hours a day, every single day. We're doing a referral program now. If you get a new person hooked on the show, who's never listened to the show before, but Teddy will come over to your house and really just edge all your beds and make sure the mulch is the way that it's supposed to be. And then maybe a little fall cleanup as we get closer to autumn, Teddy.
Yeah, I love the edging. That's good.
I know you do.
Big edger, right?
Big edging guy. Trent Williams. He's played for a while in the league. He's made over $200 million in straight salary, homie. Okay?
I didn't look it up, but I was figuring he'd be pretty close to that.
He's over $200 million. I think it was $214 or something when I looked it up.
I know the Redskins didn't want to pay him back then, and then he's had a hell of a second stint with the San Francisco 49ers.
Well, he leased a Porsche in 2021. Now, why you'd want to lease when you got $218 million, whatever it is, I have no idea. I would just buy cash and, you know, throw it right off the cliff when you're done with it. But he leased a Porsche 911, probably my dream car,
really,
from Open Road Auto Group back in 2021. Signed a four-year lease. He allegedly made the first two payments totaling $10,617.26 by bank debit. And he allegedly closed the account before any of the remaining 46 payments could be made. The lease expired last August. The company contends it doesn't know where the car is.
They contend.
It also alleges that Williams may have sold it to a car company, which then sold it to someone else.
What?
So they are suing him.
It's not
for breach of contract, fraud, and other specific legal claims. They are seeking $244,000 along with other charges, attorney's fees, litigation costs, all of that. It amazes me how these guys that are just filthy rich, they really have no idea what the hell is going on.
I think that's what it comes down to. And so what they're suing him for is probably around the price of one of those cars, right? Like,
oh, you,
fully,
if you get fully tricked out.
Are you looking at like a Turbo S? Is that kind of?
It's a $250,000 car.
To 300, possibly.
Yeah,
250 to 300, depending on add-ons. So, what'd you say the lawsuit was for? Like 270-ish or whatever.
244.
244. It's about the price. You buy the car, or you should be suing for more, because what about the pain and suffering for you as a company? You should be suing for double that. If that's the price of the car, the value, you should be suing for $500,000 to $1 million or so.
There's two things that astonish me here. Number one, the fact that Trent Williams is not making payments on a car that he could easily afford, like you and I buying a pack of Skittles. That.
Isn't that amazing?
And the fact that in some universe, Trent Williams can comfortably fit inside a 911. The dude's huge. There's no way you can get in that car. You can't drive that car with the steering wheel in his crotch. Come on, man.
It's like Shaq driving around in an itty-bitty Ferrari.
Oh, man.
Get you a real car, Shaq. Can't do that.
Get out of here.
So that's your dream car, huh?
Tricked out 911?
Yeah. Wow. You know what I think I would like? I think I would like a Skyline, a Nissan GTR. I think that might be, if I was going to get a sports car, I think I would go like the Paul Walker route, get the Nissan GTR.
Well, let's not go the Paul Walker route.
That's not what I mean. I mean the his character in Fast and Furious.
Okay, all right.
He goes more for like the Japanese builds. Dom Toretto's more the American muscle. You know what I meant by that. I've driven Nissans for a while. That'd be the highest end Nissan you could get.
To Deutschland.
Oh.
No, don't steal my German accent there, Timmy.
Well, I can't really do the other accent, can I?
Oh, hello. What, the Japanese accent? No, I beg you. I beg you. I beg you not to.
Why are you allowed to do Wolfgang?
Because we can mock the Germans. Let me tell you something. If you start two world wars, we can mock you.
Yeah.
Till the end of time. Although, you know, technically, we should be able to mock the Japanese, too. They started
it. No, we dropped bombs on them.
I'm just saying, they were in league with... Hello?
Yes, they were.
Wolfgang here.
They were in league.
I'm just saying.
I think yesterday was the anniversary of this of the bomb. I mean, they were in like a 4-day stretch, I think. I think yesterday, August 9, was like what was the second one? Nagasaki? Hiroshima Nagasaki?
Hiroshima or Hiroshima?
Hiroshima.
How are we saying
Hiroshima?
It?
Hiroshima?
I always said Hiroshima.
Hiroshima? Hiroshima. Nagasaki.
I was talking to one of Kristen's cousins. They had a little family reunion a couple weeks back, and I'm talking to a cousin. They're both in the military, so they've traveled around quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Lived in Japan for a while.
Nice.
And
did
I was
enjoy it there?
Yeah, they said loved it.
I'd like to go.
And I'd like to go too. The flight's just very long. But you know, I was saying, what'd you do? So we traveled around the whole country. You know, obviously Tokyo is Tokyo, but you know, going to some of the smaller cities and the countryside in Japan
mm-hmm.
was really awesome. They said we do not recommend bringing young children to the war museum in Hiroshima.
Oh,
they said, very graphic.
Yeah.
You go in there and it's like, oh, here's a life-size picture of some boy with boils on his skin.
Yeah.
Eh.
Showing the after effects of someone that survived, but not so well.
They were trying to like distract with like Uncrustables and stuff like that.
Jeez.
It's like, would you like a snack here? And
I really do.
What's wrong with that boy, mommy?
Have you ever just sat back and pondered?
Sam Ponder.
What that would have been like to live in this country, like when that decision was made, like to go that route, like that had to be wild, you know? Like, I've talked
which country?
Here.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
us.
Obviously, like Jesus, you know, there.
I was going to say, no, right? I can't
my
ponder
God.
That.
Yeah.
Your world has turned into a microwave.
I can remember writing papers like back in, you know, middle school, high school, like in history classes where I've like chatted with my grandparents who, you know, were just free-thinking adults, middle-aged adults, like when that was going on and when that happened. And yeah, like I can't even imagine. And the fact that like if you watch Oppenheimer, right? You see the movie, you see about the project and building the bombs and how as a world, like we've only, that's it. Like that's the only two that were ever in use.
Well,
something else.
Wait a little longer. we'll get there.
And one is heading for the Midwest as we speak.
I hope I'm right underneath it.
Oh, please. You think they're coming after Ohio? Oh, I'd get out of town.
No, I just say, I hope.
It's a great place, but no one gives it its respect, which is a perfect place to live.
So you're upset right now that terrorists and bombers don't really target us more.
No.
You're saying we need more respect from the terrorism community.
Why did you make that leap?
Well, you
from
said
what I
it.
Said. I said this is the perfect place. Like, we don't get the respect, even though we know we're such a great place.
We don't get the respect from who? The terrorists and warmongers?
Yes, we're not going to be high on the list.
My wife.
It'll be L.A., D.C., New York. Like, that's where it's going to be. Maybe Miami.
You feel slighted by this?
No,
wow,
I don't.
Why can't we get bombed? What the hell?
I don't. It's like your wife thinking that she's going to get kidnapped.
I was
kidnapped.
Just going to say, no. She got mad at me because I dare said to her that she's too old to be sex trafficked.
Right.
What are you saying?
I'm saying they usually go after, like, you know, teenagers or people in their young 20s that can easily be manipulated and hooked on drugs and stuff like that.
That's true. That is.
I know it's true.
Look up any statistical figure. That is who they go after.
What are you saying? I can't. Nobody wants me?
Not the human traffickers probably don't. I said, but if it makes you feel any better, you're a prime candidate for rape and murder. If it makes you feel any better. All right? You're still good in the rape and murder department, but in the human trafficking, your son's probably set in the human trafficking department.
If we have another Dahmer out there, I think, you know.
Oh, no.
You'd be great for him.
Killed, skinned,
put in the freezer.
You don't have the right
later.
Sexual parts for a Dahmer, but still.
True. Right. Bad pick. Ted Bundy, though. Right up his alley.
He was more college age girls, too.
You know what? You're right. Too old for Ted. Sorry.
Too old for Ted.
Too old for Teddy.
But, you know, some just desperate rapists. Sure.
You know what? I actually think she's good. She can just walk around naked. Be completely fine. Must be nice.
Must be nice to what?
And she's in Ohio.
Where apparently.
Good.
Nothing can happen to you.
Smooth sailing. We don't have earthquakes. Although I feel like some stuff's about to go down.
We're due for something.
I mean, the lightning bolts that I saw today, we had one go off by the house. So this was like right after everybody was settling into bed. Jack had his orientation, which is so crazy, mind F to even think about that. His high school orientation this morning. So he got to bed a little bit earlier than he has been. He's like a stay up till midnight, whatever, summertime kind of thing.
He's a teenager.
He's a teenager staying up on with the boys on the calls and all that. So it's like 10:15 or so. And the lightning bolt that goes off, I swear it was like at our next door neighbor's house. It felt like 1,000 shotguns going off at once, to which I just screamed the F word at the top of my lungs. And I heard Jack hop down from his, like, he has like a loft bed. I heard this big slam on the floor. I heard Sarah's bed like creaking and her door slides open. What? Huh? Huh? What is that? Huh? Who that? Who there?
Who that?
I'm like, I ran outside.
You pulled like, your pants
what
up and
see?
Ran outside.
Like, what kind of old man? Like, who's that? What is that there? Like the old man in Back to the Future.
It's called thunder, Timmy.
It happened, and now it's over. You're not going to see anything.
Jason's beef with our guy Jason Stark coming up in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
On northbound 71, there is an accident after State Route 665. Expect a few restrictions making your way through there. And the right lane blocked off westbound 670 from a disabled vehicle after 71. This report is sponsored by Speedway. Your day deserves a bit of spice, and the new hottest fire chicken sandwich from Speedway is just $4.99. Can you handle the heat? Try it for yourself at Speedway. Valid through 8/25/26. Participating stores only. Visit store for terms. terms. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Traffic.
When Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
He's a man who's in every Hall of Fame in the known universe. He's a man who travels thousands of miles to see celestial bodies. He's a man who enjoys a good tomato pie. And he's a man who regrets a few life choices every Monday at 5:30. It's Jason's Beef with Jason Stark.
Sponsored by Logan AC and Heat Services. Don't go through another air conditioner breakdown. For fast, friendly service, call the experts at Logan Services now for a free estimate and next day air installation.
He is the Hall of Famer. He is Jason Stark. He joins us on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Hello, my friend.
Mike, how are you, man?
Oh, fantastic. I saw that Tim Anderson retired today, or the league retired him today. I don't know how we want to phrase that, but this is a guy who won the batting title, all right, and seemed to have everything going for him, and then he ran into some injuries, and the big thing that I think most people are going to remember him for is Jose Ramirez punching him in the face. Am I wrong?
Well, it's that and hitting a home run that came down on a cornstalk.
That's right. That's right. The first Field of Dreams game, right?
He had a big night in that Field of Dreams game. He was a good player, and then he became one of those guys who, when he retired, people would say, wait, I thought he was already retired. How could we tell? But yeah, the fight with Jose Ramirez and the Tom Hamilton call of it, the down goes Anderson. I'll never get that out of my head. What about you?
No, and I was talking about it earlier. People forget, like, Tim Anderson's the one that instigated it. He got up in the fighting stance. I don't think Jose Ramirez was going to do anything, but then when he was challenged, then game on.
Jose knew what to do. It's just weird that he was never a good player after that.
No, and you wonder if it was just
knocked out
coincidence
of him.
Or what, but he went from...
Yeah, I never heard a good explanation for it, but, Tim Anderson played with a certain edge. He had a little bravado about him.
Right.
And like he was a good player. He had four straight seasons where he batted over 300. Every metric said this guy's a way above average offensive player and a very athletic defender. Got MVP votes. I know I saw him at least one All-Star game, probably more than that. And then how do we explain what happened? Was it such a blow to his ego? I don't think he was physically hurt.
No, I think it was a combination of a couple things. It was, first of all, I think he was just constantly injured. He had that problem. He was humiliated in that fight. And if you remember, like, he didn't talk about it for like 3 weeks after the fact.
Right.
Like, he didn't hold any media availability. Like, the first thing I would do is go and laugh at myself and just end it. But he didn't talk about it, and it continued to grow legs. And I want to believe at that same time, he was caught having an affair and had a child out of wedlock, and sort of had to deal with all of that because he was married, newly married, and now he has this child with somebody else. And I just think maybe all of that put together, he couldn't recover from it.
Yeah, I don't know anything about the affair or whatever that was, but it was clearly a blow to his ego. And why things spiraled from there, I couldn't tell you. He still had an edge about him. I remember seeing him in spring training with the Marlins. That would have been 2 years ago. And that coaching staff thought, he's going to bring a little edge that we need that will rub off on our young guys. And they had to release him. He was so bad. And he went from a really good player to a not usable player. And it's always partly mental. And in his case, he wasn't old. He was not.
No, he's 33 old. Now.
Right. Baseball's hard, though. You see guys drop off a cliff. And I don't know. I hope there's some corn stalks at the bottom of this cliff.
Baseball is hard. Just ask the Angels. Jason Stark is with us here for some Jason's Beef. I saw you retweeted a nice article from your buddy Ken Rosenthal about how Mike Trout had everybody out to his Tiger Woods designed golf course on trade deadline day. And that turned out to be a wild day, watching people come and go, or really just watching people go, guys that were actually there playing golf with him. But I feel like we can always come back to Trout, Jason, where maybe not just in baseball, but in all of sport, where a guy has been that kind of transcendently brilliant at his craft, you know, 9 Silver Slugger Awards, 3 MVPs, and he's in a game, in a sport where you can play in many, many postseason games a season. He's played in 3 in his career. Like, it's just, what do you say about that? Like, it's sad. It really is.
Well, there's so many different levels to that, Timmy. One is just being an Angel. It's like, they're like a punchline. That story that you talked about where Mike Trout invites all of his teammates and coaches to his course to spend a spectacular day with a barbecue, and they're going to hit golf balls, and they're just going to love being together. And then half the team gets traded while they're on the golf course. It's the most Angels thing ever. And so that's the backdrop of this, is he's played for this team his whole career and has no apparent desire to leave. And he's just going down with this ship as it gurgles to the bottom of the baseball sea. And I know that Ernie Banks, for example, never played in the World Series, and Rod Carew famously never played in the World Series. There have been good players that never made it to a World Series. But Mike Trout played his entire career in the wild card era, and virtually all of it in the multiple wild card team era. And the idea that we're now through 12 consecutive seasons of the Angels employing that guy, and him never having played in a postseason game in all that time, and never having played in a postseason game that his team won throughout his time in baseball, I honestly agree with you. I don't think there's anything like it.
Another team that sold at the deadline was the Tigers. And don't look now, but they can win this division. I mean, I don't know who's going to win this division. I don't know what the hell's going on. Mathematically, the Guardians are in 4th place now. I don't know how that happened, but What's your read on that, and how they just decided to unload Scooble and really anything?
Yeah, like, you root for a team that once at the deadline was about in the situation they were in and made a bunch of trades, and they considered it the white flag deadline, right?
The was the Wilson Alvarez to like the Giants, I believe. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So the Tigers win a game on the West Coast. They pulled a win in 2.5 games of the wild card. And that night, they trade Cy Young. It really rubs me the wrong way. It really does. I had a chance over the last week to speak to a bunch of front office guys from other teams. And, you know, I heard all this stuff about how, you know, you don't look anymore at the games behind column. You look at the underlying data. And fine, that explains why the Marlins sold. It explains why the Nationals sold, why the Orioles sold, why the Cardinals sold. Tell me how it possibly explains why the Tigers sold. Since June 1st, you know what their run differential is, Mike? They're plus 121. They're 14 over. And I know they traded them a week ago. They were still plus 90 then. They're getting healthy. They play in the AL Central. They're playing in maybe the most mediocre version of the American League that we've ever seen. I just don't like it. They would say, hey, we didn't trade everybody. We're still trying to win. Is that cool? Shouldn't the thing that they should be trying to win is the World Series.
Well, that's, you know, that's what they sell us when they expand the playoffs. Is like, well, it'll be more interesting for more fan bases down the stretch because they're going to be involved and they'll be, you know, interested in it. It's like, well, will they? Will the team actually try and go out and acquire talent and do something at the deadline? Or will we see more of this where, you know, you're 2.5 games out and they say, no, sorry, can't do it?
Yeah, it's a problem. I think the sport has to look into what they can do to address the problem. I don't have an answer for them, but I just know that if you're going to make a list of players who move the needle to try to win the World Series, how many names are on it? 5? 8, 10, 12, whatever. He's on it. If you ever spent 10 seconds around that guy, you think, we're going to win. Tarek Skubal's on our team, so we're going to win. He just has that aura about him. And what gives them a chance to win the World Series was having Tarek Skubal on their team. And if they were going to do this, why'd they keep him last winter? What? So they had to trade him because they lost their arbitration case? I just... bugs me, man. They're not the Rays. The Rays are making business decisions at the deadline. The Tigers are not a bottom 10 payroll. It really bothers me. It does.
Jason, we have to cut it off there, but I like it when you're pissed off about things. It makes me happy. we'll talk to you next week.
I look forward to it. Thanks, guys.
Jason's beef with our guy Jason Stark on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Back page coming up. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Still keeping an eye on a crash northbound 71 that's after State Route 665 and construction work causing heavy delays westbound I-70 from Hilliard Rome Road to State Route 142. The left two lanes are closed off in there and delays over 2 hours currently. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Are your floors sagging or musty smells reeking throughout your home? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the crawl space repair experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at OhioBasementAuthority.com. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan.
Common Man and Timmy are putting together a hangout at the radio station for a small amount of listeners. Pizza will be involved. Ping pong too. Lots of inappropriate conversation. And don't forget, pin the tail on Teddy. Tell Man and Timmy why you're the perfect guest by emailing goodcleanboy@gmail.com.
Presented by Billiards Plus and sponsored by Paisano Peppers.
The event takes place Thursday, August 13th, and all email submissions must be in by August 10th. Enter today.
The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, home of award-winning pizza and $2 tall boys. All day, every day.
Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. The fine host of the Buckeye Show is the Beamer, Brandon Beam. Hello, Beamer.
Common Man Timmy, happy Monday to you.
How's the weekend?
It was good. Saturday we went out to Buckeye practice.
That's right. How'd Willie like it?
He loved it. He was very sad that we had to leave. Jumped in the bounce house with Austin Ward's daughter, Liberty, for, you know, an hour and a half. And then, yeah, he cried on the way out because he didn't want to leave.
Damn.
So I got to watch two plays of practice, which was awesome. So, you know,
a false start and a drop pass.
Yeah,
right?
So that was fun. And then yesterday we just kind of hung out, guys. Didn't really do a whole lot. Meredith went back to school today, so we were just kind of resting and relaxing, getting her back into school.
Now, did school start today? Or was she just back
Wednesday?
Okay,
yeah, Wednesday. Right. Wednesday the kids come, but yeah, today and tomorrow in service days.
See, we're doing that in Dublin. It's next Thursday.
Okay.
Is when they're starting.
Yeah, this seems like an early.
It's early,
early start
now
for Grandview. Yeah, we're next Wednesday, I think.
Yeah, they get out Memorial Day weekend though, so they don't have to go like the extra week after Memorial Day. So she's pretty thrilled about that.
Yeah, today was Jack's orientation, so the school was.
You've got a high schooler now, my friend.
I've got a high schooler. It feels crazy. It really does. And
what's his schedule looking like? You know, his classes.
I don't know every single class off the top of my head, but he's he's semi-excited, as excited as you possibly could be.
How about Earth Science? Does he have Earth Science?
I don't know if they're still doing the Earth Science, but
I did Earth
he's
Science.
Excited. Yeah. Uh-huh. There might be some kind of like media class that he's excited
media
for
class,
as an elective.
Oh. As a freshman? I feel like we never had electives.
No, we couldn't do
I'm
that.
I'm pretty sure there's like an influencer class. There might be.
That's what's wrong with the world.
Yeah.
Influencer class?
There might be.
That's crazy.
Maybe that's being offered. Maybe I was reading something else where that's being offered as a major at some colleges now. Maybe I'm confusing that. I would like that not to be a thing in high school. But I do know this threw me for a loop that they were using today as picture day. I never remembered like using orientation as picture day because
really, that was
you're
like
trying
2 weeks
to use,
into school.
Yeah, you're trying to use like every minute that you have in there to get comfortable, figure out, okay, where this is the one time you're going to be in that building before it's go time. I still remember on my first day of high school. Getting shoved into a locker. No, I didn't get shoved into a locker because I didn't have a first day of high school. I got so nervous and sick that I was vomiting and I stayed home.
This checks out.
I couldn't get it done. So,
what were you nervous about?
Everything, Beam. My life.
Timmy, we were all nervous. We all made it to the first day of high school, though.
Not me. I got so stressed out and so nervous, I was sick.
Did Jack actually dress up for picture day today, or was it in the same Nike crap that he always wears?
What do you think, Mike?
I'm guessing the same Nike crap that he always wears.
And I'm guessing every single photo is just going to be a dude or a gal just looking straight ahead with a straight face, no smile. That said, here, Grandma, Grandpa, here's your photo. Here's your photo. Is he happy? No. You want him to dress up? Sorry, he won't. Enjoy your picture.
Beamer, what's coming up on the Buckeye Show tonight?
Guys, coming up tonight, 2 full hours. Austin Ward is in with me this evening. A lot to go over from Buckeye Camp. Unlike me, who only watched 2 plays, he was checking out all 3 days. He was very in tune. So a lot more camp. And I believe Ryan Day was on our very airwaves on Saturday. So we'll get a chance to hear from him a little bit later on as well.
Buckeye Show, top of the hour, right here on The Fan. Back page.
The Back Page.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Beamer, one of the things we were hitting on earlier on the show was Mike had an article. It was going over restaurant chains that aren't completely gone from the face of the universe.
They may as well be. They have
but they're
like
way
5 locations left.
Yeah, they're just...
Like a Ponderosa?
Ponderosa Steakhouse,
beef.
Right?
Down in Lancaster, I think there's a Rax.
There is.
Yeah, there is.
We checked.
But there's only 6 the entire country.
Yeah. I was wondering, you know, a couple other names that came in. The Sizzler. Who didn't love the Sizzler from back in the day?
Is WG Grinders, is there still a lot of those
That's
left?
That's a good call.
Because I know there's one. I know there's one kind of in like north of 161, kind of between Powell.
Let me ask you this. At its height, like how big was WG Grinders anyway? Were there like 600 locations?
What about Schlotsky's Deli?
Schlotsky's. You got Quiznos. They were the king. And they're scaled way back now.
Yeah.
Schlotsky's. We had Blimpy for sandwiches as well.
Love the Blimpy.
Little Blimpy. They came into cutting into Subway's business. Friendly's was one that I've seen a couple of times
I used
here.
To do some... There was a Friendly's right across the street from the old Hunan House on 161. Not Hunan Lion, Hunan House. And during my fat days, which lasted quite a while, my wife and I would go over to Hunan House and have just a huge meal, then just cross the street and go have ice cream sundaes at Friendly's.
Perfect day.
For a nightcap. Then we'd go home and do it.
Mm-hmm. On a full belly.
What about Big Boy? Like Frisch's Big Boy? I think there's like different... There's Bob's Big Boy that I think is a California
thing. That's a West
thing.
Coast thing.
Yeah.
Frisch's
dead,
Big Boy was the thing in the Midwest.
I'm seeing here like there's Big Boys that are up in the Northwest, Beam. At least they're showing up on my Google Maps.
It's a big Michigan thing, too. Like, they've got a lot of big boys up there.
Yes, yes, it
is. I used to enjoy
big
Michigan. Boy.
I did, too.
They had one off of 23.
You like the tartar sauce on the burger?
I do.
I do, too.
Sometimes, just for giggles, I'll get a quarter pounder with cheese at McDonald's, and I say, no ketchup and mustard, and ask them to put tartar sauce on it.
Delicious.
And it's a makeshift Big Boy.
If I were to ever get a tattoo, I would get the Frisch's Big Boy on my stomach.
I think we have to make that happen.
I think that if you pull off a shirt and some dude just has a Frisch's Big Boy on his gut, you're not messing with that guy.
You automatically trust that guy, too?
Yeah. Give that guy a location. One of one of the remaining ones.
Buckeye Show is next. We'll see you tomorrow. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Westbound North Outer Belt, there is an accident at US 23 that's off on the left shoulder, and still a crash on the south side, 71 now. Both sides affected between State Route 665 and 270, the South Outer Belt, right around a 20-minute delay getting through both sides. This report is sponsored by Cooper Elliott. One moment you're driving home, the next a truck accident turns everything upside down. As your hometown law firm, Cooper Elliott will stand up to the big trucking companies and insurance carriers on your behalf. Get the experienced representation you need. Visit CooperElliott.com today. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Track.